about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Good to see you, man. Is it hot in here? I feel hot. Are you guys hot? How you guys doing? I'm good. You guys got any snacks?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
I used to come home and cry in high school and say, Mom, I don't want to be pretty anymore. And she'd be like, you stop it. Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Oh my God, really?
I did a little research, and divorce is the number 2 most stressful event in a person's life. Of course, marriage is number 7. So watch out, everyone. It's all bad.
Yes, I'll give her a plug.
Look at that. It's the size of my head. You could barely fit your fingers around it. I'm just going to give it a taste. Mmm. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
And now.
Hey, dude, what's going on?
Teenage rebellion.
Yeah, stick to the old theme.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show, and it is a Thursday morning.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Bean.
What's going on?
I'm disturbed by this new opening where Bean asks Lisa how she's doing.
And I say fine, and then we just move on.
I'm disturbed.
I'm just asking, just a pleasant office chit-chat with a coworker.
Oh,
see
pleasant.
How she's doing.
Here's
That's
the difference
all.
Between pleasant and not pleasant. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Lisa. Right. That's a little weird.
We creep each other out a little bit.
Yeah.
Look, you're just jealous because you don't have that bond That's with
true.
Lisa that I do. You
That's
don't have
probably
that,
true.
That long distance love
slash restraining order.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we have a huge program today, but I'm very excited about this new business venture that was just announced this week. First of all, what's the best food? What's the single best food in the world? I know everybody has one that they love. They could eat it for almost every meal. What's yours, Kevin?
It's a tie between peanut butter and jelly and pizza.
Okay, Lisa, how about you?
And lasagna.
Cake.
And cake.
Cake.
Cake is your favorite food in the
cake
world?
Cake is my favorite food in the world.
All right, beer mug, how about you? What's yours?
Anything having to do with Mexican food.
Okay.
Yeah. All Mexican food. Okay, that's a pretty big category.
Well, you're all wrong because there's only one correct answer, and that's grilled cheese sandwiches.
Because grilled cheese sandwiches strong, too,
yeah.
are the
strong.
Best food in the world.
Yeah.
And they are in the news this week because of a man named Jonathan Kaplan. Now, I didn't recognize his name, but I knew his product. He got rich inventing the Flip video camera, which you recall for a few years was just the thing, man.
Yeah.
Everybody loved it because it was inexpensive, high quality, even high definition video. It looked great. It was easy to use, easy to edit. I mean, the guy made millions of dollars off of this.
Size of a cell phone, high def, and you could plug right into your computer. It was really,
and,
really great.
And then, of course, the company that makes it, they killed it. It does not exist anymore. They're not making it anymore because cell phones cameras got, I mean, a lot of cell phones now have, you know, the 12 megapixel cameras on them, and so the Flip camera is gone now, essentially. But he made a ton of money, and he's decided that his next idea is he is going to make a grilled cheese sandwich shop nationwide.
All right,
which I think is awesome. It's going to be called The Melt, and he's invested a lot of effort into this. He got a company, Electrolux, to make a brand new grill with a built-in microwave. It takes 15 seconds to cook the cheese, 30 seconds to cook the bread. Sandwiches apparently are awesome. He found a special bread maker in Chicago who kneads their bread in such a way that it creates bubbles for the cheese to fill in. He's got different kinds of bread, different kinds of cheese. He's going to sell nothing but grilled cheese sandwiches, soup, and I don't understand this part, but Cracker Jacks. Those are the three items on the menus. Grilled cheese sandwich, soup, and Cracker Jacks. So they are planning on opening 500 of these locations starting in San Francisco in August. The first locations are going to roll out just later this summer. They're going to be open until 2 a.m., which is huge news for San Francisco because a lot of stuff closes early. And do you doubt this is going to be a big success? Who doesn't love grilled cheese sandwiches and soup?
I'd go.
Yeah, it sounds great.
That's awesome.
$5 for a sandwich, $8 for a soup and a sandwich. And
$5 is a little steep, by the way, for
it is a little steep.
Grilled cheese.
But did you hear about the bread with the holes and the cheese?
Yeah, I heard
it does
that.
Sound,
pretty
it does,
great.
It sounds like gourmet a little bit.
All right.
You know? Sounds like maybe the best grilled cheese sandwich you ever had. I don't know. And there's a bunch of other details about some of the new things that he's doing. You're going to be able to order it on your phone, for instance, with a little code. And then you walk in and they just scan the order on your phone and you walk out in less than 60 seconds. I mean, they got a lot of little things like that. They're going to make it kind of high tech while being nostalgic at the same time. But my mouth is already watering just with the concept of having a store that I can pop into and get a grilled cheese sandwich.
My mouth is watering with Hey Lisa. So, you
know? So there you go. And apparently, by the way, one final note. Apparently, it is, you know, pretty low in calories compared to most other lunch options. So, you know, they feel like that's going to be, I mean, soup and a sandwich looks pretty good compared to a lot of fast food options, for instance.
Sure.
And they think that it may be successful in that way, too. People may be looking for some sort of a quick, not high-calorie lunch.
But so. Delicious.
Love the grilled cheese.
Delicious, yeah.
No, it sounds great.
All right.
So often I'm accused of bringing in the bummer news to get the show started.
That's because you always bring in the bummer news to get the show started.
Right, but today I'm making everybody happy.
All right, grilled cheese. I'm in. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I think there is definitely a sense of disappointment.
Mm-hmm. That's true. We have a brand new internet roundup.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited about that. We have an older feature that we haven't done very often, but occasionally producer Alex will come in with bad pitches.
Oh, great.
And it really is sometimes unbelievable the things that people will send us and think, like, maybe we'd be into it and this would be a good feature on our show.
Well, I think a lot of it also, the surprise for me is that these are clearly people, and who knows, you know, maybe it's a PR firm in Wisconsin or something, but they have never heard of our station, they've never heard of our show, they have no idea what's a good fit for us.
It's an opposite of a good fit for us, yeah.
And they just send us something, you know, like, I mean, I don't have a specific example, but the type of thing is like, hey, how to keep your shoes from smelling in the winter. You know, those are the types of pitches you get. You go, do you really think somebody's going to say, yeah, I want that as an interview on my show? That's a topic that I'm going to do?
Yeah, listen, I think there are a lot of them that wouldn't make it sense on any show, let alone just they don't know our show.
Yeah.
And just go, what's going on? Why would you think that?
But I'm glad we're going to do that feature today because every once in a while it's nice to remind our listeners that as bad as the Kevin and Bean Show is, it really could be worse. I know that's hard to believe some days, but there's room for us still to move down.
Oh, and we will. That's our goal. The King of Mexico is obsessed with planking, and I find it semi-funny because it's silly, but it doesn't have a lot of legs for me. Like I laugh a couple times and then, okay, let's move on to whatever's next. Dave's obsessed with it, and Omar might kill him. It's very
possible. Because Dave likes planking?
Omar, I don't know. Omar, you know Omar's cartoon hate.
Yes.
He's got that for Dave's planking. And we got to bring the two of them in here and try and get some peace.
It does seem fairly harmless. If Omar doesn't want to participate, he doesn't have to,
nope,
right?
That's not enough. That's not enough. Okay. He may kill Dave if Dave continues to do it, even without Omar.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I'm not sure why or how, but...
We need to bring some harmony back to the show then.
Exactly.
If those two are at each other's throats over planking.
And that's what we're known for, harmony.
this is like, you know, opposite religions can't work together
right,
in some
exactly.
cases. That's what this is like for Omar.
We also have your naked pictures got out.
Yes.
So that always happens, and people continue to do it, and I'm happy about that.
I spent a tremendous amount of time because I'm committed to the show.
As did I.
Checking out the Blake Lively pictures. I mean, really looking at it at every size, at every angle. And I have a conclusion now about the Blake Lively photos.
That you hope it's her?
That they're really good. That's what the conclusion I've come to is that they're really good.
It does seem to happen a lot. And from time to time, we do this call-in topic and people will call in and go, hey, I took a picture of myself on purpose and sent it to my boyfriend. It turns out it was his mom,
right.
You know, or my boss or somebody else. It just seems to happen a lot. And we don't want to discourage people from doing that because it's a good process. It's a good idea to do, but maybe just make sure who you're sending it to and that they're not going to send it on if you don't want it sent on.
That happens
or,
a lot, too.
Or to make sure you have the Kevin and Bean numbers in your phone.
Correct. Right.
Because maybe another way to look at it.
We can be trusted. Is that true?
No. Yes, it is.
Well, I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go with yes, we can be trusted. And we have Steve-O in studio as well.
Yeah.
How about that? So that's coming up. We'll check the showbiz beat coming up next.
Thanks for tuning in to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Ralph Garman on vacation. He'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, we're filling in with the showbiz beat. And let's start with a retirement story today. This is where the worlds of entertainment and sports collide because Shaquille O'Neal uploaded a video to his Twitter account yesterday announcing that he is retiring after 19 seasons in the NBA. Now, this makes showbiz news because now that he's not playing basketball anymore, maybe he can go making more high-quality movies like Kazam and Blue Chip.
Yeah.
You know,
he's going to get all the good roles.
I bet he is. Look out, De Niro. Shaq's back in the business. He had a platinum album back in the early 90s with Shaq Diesel. Remember, he had a few rap hits that were on the radio for a while. I mean, it looked like this dude could do anything. But, of course, he'll mostly be remembered for basketball. He played for, he won Rookie of the Year, remember? Didn't it seem like just yesterday the man won Rookie of the Year playing for the Magic?
Yeah.
And now here he is at the end of almost a 20-year career retiring. It's crazy. He'll go into the Hall of Fame undoubtedly as a Laker, of course. He won the title with Miami, you remember?
Yeah.
Back in about 2006 or so. Played for Phoenix, then Cleveland, ended his career in Boston. But now he's done. I wonder what a guy like Shaq's going to do. I mean, he's slowed down a little bit in terms of, you know, being everywhere all the time. But now he's got this free time. I wonder what his next move's going
to
be.
Yeah, that's a good question. He's slowed down physically, though. I mean, it's probably hard for him to get around. I mean,
yeah, he spent a lot of time on the disabled list even last season. But he does seem like a guy who's interested in a lot of things. Remember, we heard all those stories about him doing ride-alongs with the police.
Sure.
And he was into mixed martial arts for a while.
I mean,
he seems to just really be interested in a lot of different stuff. So I'm curious to see. I mean, look, for an athlete, he's old, and it was time to go. But as a human, he's only 39 years old. He's got 30, 40 more years to fill.
But he's a monster, and if he's not working out anymore, that's gonna hurt him.
He can start Orson Welles.
He's just gonna be fat, and his joints are all gonna be shot from playing basketball. I don't know. It seems like a rough road. Mm. Justin Timberlake has been rumored to be with everybody from Olivia Wilde to Mila Kunis, and I'm guessing just based on Justin Timberlake, all of it is true.
Oh, I think so.
Apparently, the latest person that caught his eye is Ashley Olsen.
Well, that's not a bad choice, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen her lately, but she's not the little troll twin anymore. I mean, she grew up to be a pretty beautiful woman who, let's not forget, is a billionaireess.
Good point. But so is he, so he doesn't need that.
Yeah.
Sources tell Us Weekly that the Full House cutie and JT have been hooking up and trying to keep it on the down low. Doesn't seem like JT is able to keep anything on the down low.
Definitely not.
No.
But, and their reps have come out and said they're just friends.
Which means they're doing it.
Right. And also, it all means the same thing for Justin Timberlake.
Let's make a note that Kevin used the word cutie in reporting this story,
but
by the way.
I read it, and I immediately regretted it.
Seems like that would be a word that you'd see and go, no, I'm going to find a different word to use that.
That's correct.
Tons of new movie news. Here's something for everyone. Listen to some of these films that are being worked on right now. Susan Sarandon plays a sexy school teacher in an upcoming movie where the movie's called I Hate You, Dad. Adam Sandler plays the dad. Andy Samberg from Saturday Night Live plays his son.
Oh, no kidding.
James Caan is also in the movie, and Susan Sarandon's real-life daughter, who we fell in love with from Californication, she plays a stripper on that show, Eva Amari. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Check him out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Blake Lively is going to be playing Adam Sandberg's fiancée in that movie, and I think we all grow to appreciate her a great deal this week. Ian Ziering from 90210 plays himself in the movie, as does Vanilla Ice. So this is already sounding fairly wacky. Another new film that sounds like it might be interesting is Robert Redford's new movie. He's been on a little bit of a lull lately with his last couple of movies have not exactly caught fire. But he is going to be playing Branch Rickey, who is the baseball scout who signed Jackie Robinson. This is going to be the first major movie in a long time about Jackie Robinson. He was the baseball player who broke the color barrier when he went to the Dodgers, the first black man in the major league. So that could be a potentially really good movie. Martin Scorsese is working on a new film about the love life and marriages of Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. Apparently, they've already secured the rights from both from Richard Burton's estate, and now they're working on getting the permission from Elizabeth Taylor's family. But that has the potential to be a great movie, too.
Did you say movie or miniseries?
I think it's a movie.
That should be like a 12-episode miniseries on HBO.
But if they don't hire Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt to play those roles, talk about people who were born to play Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton. They'd be perfect in that, wouldn't they?
Sure. Plus, we could see her more.
Bradley Cooper and Ryan Gosling, this one is for producer Alex, are going to be starring together in a movie called The Place Beyond the Pines. Cooper is playing a police officer. Gosling is a pro motorcycle rider who turns to bank robberies to support his family. That looks like it could have some potential. And one more, Jennifer Hudson has been added to the cast of the upcoming Three Stooges movie. You know, we've been hearing a lot about this Three Stooges movie.
She's going to be Mo.
Coming together.
Uh-huh.
I don't believe she's going to be Mo, no. She is going to be playing the nun at the orphanage and school where the boys grew up. Jane Lynch, we already had reported, was going to be playing Mother Superior, and then Jennifer Hudson is going to be playing a nun there. Larry David is also in the movie.
Oh, no kidding.
It's directed by the Farrelly brothers. Looks like it's actually happening. I'm curious to see what the reaction and response is going to be to a Three Stooges movie. I don't know how many people are really excited about that, but could be good.
I'm not, and I know that guys are all supposed to like it from the past, but I had no interest.
Yeah.
That shocks me, by the way. Yeah. It sure seems like something you would love.
I know, but it was before my time.
Is it because it's in black and white? Is that the problem?
I can't see black and white. That's my problem. Is literally, it just doesn't show up.
It's the opposite of colorblind.
Paris Hilton is trying desperately to get that sex tape out of people's, the way they see her.
Mm-hmm.
So she's told Us Weekly she's going to try and be as unsexy as possible. She told Us Weekly that she loves scrapbooking. You're already out, right?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Is an amazing cook, likes to go fishing, has a race car license. She's lying, right? Can play the violin.
No, she cannot play the violin.
And loves to skydive.
No.
So I'm saying that's all just her lying. I don't have nothing to base it on, just a guess.
Look, if she went skydiving, we would have heard about it.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
So she hasn't done it in the last 15 years.
And I'm going to say the next show that she's on, I know she did Piers Morgan this week with her mom, but the next show that she's on, the host needs to pull a violin out from behind the counter.
Yes. I agree.
Go.
Go. Play what you can play.
I mean, seriously.
And some scrapbooking materials. Go.
I always am sad when I see how much reality television is on, but I know that it works. I know that it's successful. And more importantly, for the networks that air it, it's cheap. I mean, that's the reason reality TV is all over your dial, is because it's inexpensive compared to, quote-unquote, real shows, right, with actors and writers and all the other stuff. So the ratings have just come out for last week, and these are the 18 to 49-year-old ratings. So these are our people and the shows that they're watching. 7 out of the top 10 are reality shows.
Wow.
7 out of the top 10 shows in America are reality shows this past week.
They better not be baking. None of
American
them.
Idol was number 1.
Right.
American Idol was number 2.
Wow.
Dancing with the Stars was number 3.
Wow.
Dancing with the Stars was number 4.
Wow.
Then you do have some scripted shows. Glee came in at 5. Modern Family 6. Then Carson Daly's The Voice, number 7 show in America last week, another reality show. Then one more scripted with House at number 8. By the way, the reason shows like House and Glee do so well is because they're surrounded by reality TV shows, too.
Yeah, true.
So You Think You Can Dance came in at number 9, and The Biggest Loser came in at number 10.
Wow, that's a lot of shows I don't watch, I'll tell you that.
Yep, sure is.
The California Medical Board has revoked the license of the fertility doctor who helped the woman known as Octomom.
Really?
Finally?
Why so soon?
What are those kids, like 8 now?
It's crazy. Apparently this doctor, Michael Camrava, has had poor judgment. He's had like 2 or 3 other women that have had complications because he put in, like, for example, in the Octomom, he put in 12 embryos.
Yeah.
Well,
And I know that they overstack that because they know they're not all going to be viable, and you put in more than you hope to have, right?
But it's gotten a lot better in the recent days. So if you want one, they put in 3.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. You don't put in 12 just in case.
Ever.
What happens, happens, and you end up with 8, right?
Ever. Yeah. Right. So they finally revoked his license.
How about that? All right, today's celebrity birthday is the former president of the United States of America, Dennis Haysbert. Of course, he was one of the presidents, President Palmer, I believe, on 24, turns 57 years old.
Took a bullet right to the neck.
But yet he still is able to sell me insurance.
He still does insurance commercials, yeah.
Saturday Night Live's Dana Carvey is 56 years old today. Our friend B. Real from Cypress Hill turns 41 today. Popular TV personality Wayne Brady is 39. Actor Wentworth Miller also turns 39 today. He was on that Prison Break, if I remember correctly. Zachary Quinto, or Quinto, depending on how you pronounce it, is 34 years old today. Of course, from Heroes. He's also Spock in the Star Trek movies. Actress Nikki Cox turns 33 today. Justin Long is also 33. And Fabrizio Moretti from The Strokes. He's the drummer for that band. We'll be seeing them on Saturday. He turns 31, and that is the show. Well, this is sad to see the family ripped apart like this over planking. I got to be honest. All
right. Let's start with some ground rules. Omar is in here.
What?
Dave, the King of Mexico, is in here. All right. Now, Omar.
Yeah, no yelling, Omar.
Oh, is that one of the rules? No. That's bogus.
That's not one of the rules, okay. No. But I would like you to postpone the yelling until everybody understands what the concept is.
Okay.
Let Dave at least describe to people what planking is.
I would love to have Dave explain that to me.
Dave, tell us about planking.
Planking is a new fad where All you do is you lie on the floor face down with your hands to your side, your legs straight, and you lay there.
No okay. wonder Dave likes it so much.
Yeah, yeah, that's Dave's.
It's so much fun.
It's his but resting position.
How is that fun?
It,
hold on.
It's fun, but then what makes it fun is you do it in odd places. So you have people planking on rocks, on their computers, you know, on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Sounds great.
That is crazy.
It's just funny to see, you know?
Now, I'm down with silly.
Yes, you are.
That's my, it should be the name of my autobiography. I hope you all pick it up.
Down with silly. Down with silly. I like it.
But I find this funny for 5 seconds.
It's a, mm-hmm. a chuckle, I guess.
Yeah, it's a chuckle. And then after the chuckle, you go, all right, bored.
Yeah.
But, okay, now, Omar, before you take over, let me also add to what Kevin's saying, and I agree. It's not something I'm obsessed with or anything, Dave, but it's harmless. That's how I look at it. Is so what if people want to lie down and take a photo and put it up on the internet because it amuses their friends? Uh-huh. How does it hurt me? Why do I care if people want to do that? It's fine.
I'll tell you why it hurts me, and then we'll turn it over to
okay. We're going to have to give you your own
time. No worries.
It hurts me because all the good parts are hidden.
Word up.
Oh, so you want naked planking.
I want planking with face up.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Not face down. And with hot people, not Dave.
All right. At KevinAmin.com, we put up a new post about planking today. Not only do you get a chance to vote on what you think about planking, but Dave, you put a special photo gallery up. Now, we already had a photo gallery last week of planking photos that you enjoyed, but this new one is something different. Tell me about it.
Well, this new one has, like, us planking. So it has a couple pictures of me, a couple pictures of some other DJs here.
That really brought it to life.
Lisa May planking.
I planked.
And a person by the name of Kristen Motherlovin' Bell. Yeah.
Really? Kristen Bell planking. How about that? Yeah. Nice. All right. So that's up at KevinAmin.com if you want to look out. Now, Omar, I know you've been biting your tongue trying to get in here. Yeah. Tell us why you hate planking so much.
Well, you know, planking's fine. I could stay away from it. You know what I can't stay away from? Is Dave the King of Mexico.
See, that's the problem with things
he
you hate.
He gets so freaking giddy about planking. Yesterday, he's all, oh, Bean, where are you going to plank? And he's all, Bean's all, oh, I think I'm going to plank on some pigs. And I'm like, what? Shut up. And Dave's like starting planking clubs. He's on the internet trying to get everybody to plank. And you know, planking is the biggest, hey, look at me. Look what I'm doing. I'm so cool. You know what it takes? No skill. You know what you're doing? You're laying down.
Laying down on a table?
Okay. Big deal. Whoa.
In a bush?
Hold on a second.
In KFC?
Hold on a second.
In Subway?
Just a second.
Yes.
So he says you're just laying down, and you say, laying down on a table? Is that supposed to swing the boat?
Dax but Holt from TMZ did it.
Oh, if he finds it's cool, no, it's lame.
But Omar, isn't that what makes it funny is that exactly. You're just lying down. It's not hard to do. Anyone can do it, and those that do, it amuses other people. So even if Dave enjoys it, why do you care if Dave enjoys it?
Because he's over the top about it.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. He is over the top about it. Lisa May, would you have planked if Dave didn't tell you to plank?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, but look at her.
I'm looking at that picture. That is not funny.
It's her. Who doesn't want to see
Show
Lisa
me some
May?
Tatas.
I want to see tatas.
Blanky.
I want to see Lisa May face up. That's my complaint. Now, you have a bunch of pictures up here of different people planking, and they sure are laying on their stomach.
That's it.
I mean, that's cool.
And it does.
It's not cool.
And it does cause a momentary chuckle.
Look at Chip.
For example, she's barely bigger than the bass she plays. If you get midgets planking, all right, maybe now we've got something. But here's the thing: there are a lot of things in this world that you could ignore because you don't like.
But stop laughing, Dave.
Look at Beer Mug. But when those things are thrown in your face 24/7, that's when you start to hate because you can't avoid it.
But listen, it's never like I said, Omar, you have to be. Once Omar said he was interested, I left him alone. And it's not like,
no,
hey,
you
Omar,
didn't.
Yes, I did. I did not.
Look at that guy. Know Dave. Do you guys think he left me alone?
Not
exactly.
I was in
exactly.
There. I'm with you.
Well, we have, wrong. He's just wrong.
In this gallery at KevinAmin.com, by the way, we also have lots of listener photos. I'm surprised how many people have sent them in. Yeah, they're
Lisa
actually
May.
Funny.
Wait, Lisa May, hold on.
What do you mean not pretty good?
What's a pretty good plank?
Like this guy on a jewelry case.
Is he laying down on it?
There's a guy.
That's pretty good. That takes a lot of skill.
There's a guy balancing on the top of a fountain.
Look at that girl.
I think I'm kind of impressed.
She's laying down on the floor. She sure is. Planking.
Sometimes they look like murder photos, which is kind of funny.
Well, yeah, that may be why I like it.
If you add the chalk outline, maybe.
Flava Flav planking also in the gallery, too, by the way. Which
if the 70-year-old Flava Flav could plank, come on. Literally, dude, that's not impressive.
All right,
you sure lay down a lot.
Here's the last thing I'll tell you about the post at KevinDeBean.com or KRock.com. You can not only vote on what you think about planking, you can see all the hilarious photos. You can annoy Omar by going to the website. But there's also some guys that they have a website called 5 Second Movies, and they put together what you should do if your friends start planking. And Omar, this is so perfect for you because apparently they hate planking as much as you do. So when somebody starts to show you how planking works, I think, Kevin, you've got some audio of how it ought to go from there.
Planking. It's really big on the internet. What you do? Make your body stiff as a board, see?
No! So, basically, he kicks him right in the balls.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to kick Dave in the balls.
And he points at him and shouts, no. That's how you're supposed to
Dave,
respond.
Here it comes, dude.
So, Lisa, when Dave asks you to plank, that's how you have to do it.
Planking. It's really big on the internet. What you do? Make your body stiff as a board, see?
No! Yeah. I think I'm down with that.
Got a brand new internet roundup for you in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, tomorrow, because you know Ralph's on vacation, Sophie D is going to be in here from Topless Movie Reviews.
Yeah! She's a great movie reviewer. I know that.
I want her every week to do Topless Movie Reviews on the Kevin and Bean Show because that is a good use of her talents here on radio.
Did you say topless?
Yes, I did.
I had no idea.
You were just impressed with her knowledge of film.
Because she knows a lot about movies.
And she has made a lot of movies, too, that Beer Mug has enjoyed often in five-minute increments. So anyway, she'll be here tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, producer Alex joins us in studio. Hey, Alex.
Good morning.
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Are you just trying to waste our time with your bad celebrity expert, spokesman, or public relations pitch?
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Silly waste of time, dumb pitch.
Damn it.
Yeah.
No update on that one needed?
No.
Okay.
That is
apparently
golden.
From the early 1800s, we're still using that jingle. So Alex is the producer, and she's the gatekeeper of all the people who try to get on the air here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I know it's hard to believe that we do turn stuff down. But Alex, you have some that are so bad, we've never even heard of them, right?
No, and the stack this time is too thick. If I can get through them all. Tragically, we missed our opportunity to talk about National Lost Sock Day.
Wow. Who are these people?
That was in May.
Who are these people that go, I know, let's make a National Lost Sock Day. See, because where does your other sock go?
You understand it's a simple tragedy that dryers eat socks.
Oh, my
National
God.
Lost Sock Day.
Stop it. No on that one.
No on that one. Okay, cool. Father's Day, fast approaching. Kevin, you're a dad. I'm
dads
assuming
and grads.
You're a... Yeah, dads and grads.
Sure.
Are you getting ready for a tie or some boxers?
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, did you know that 33% of U.S. men's, of the United States men's population is under 5'8"?
Okay.
And so they have different options when they need to get, you know, dressed and ready. So Jimmy Au for men, 5'8" and under clothing, is the U.S. only short men's designer. Woo!
And they want us to talk to him about designing clothes for short men?
Fashion tips and tricks for the shorter dad. Why short men settle for shopping in the boys' department. We could also talk about shorter celebrity dads.
Let's go with no on that one.
And this one I'm going to read.
It's funny, though, because you think about the people we have talked to. Yesterday, we talked to the leader of the Northern Los Angeles Beard and Mustache Club.
I mean, really?
Yeah, that's all right.
But that clearly makes the cut.
Yes.
We don't say no to a lot.
It's a competition.
All
now,
right.
I'm going to try to get through this sentence without laughing.
Okay.
And I'm not making this up.
Good luck.
With the release of Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean, mermaids are coming up in the most unlikely places. This August, mermaids from all the oceans will be attending the World Mermaid Awards Conference, MerCon, at the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas.
MerCon?
You guys want to talk about
that? Is that real?
MerCon? Yes, Kevin.
Well,
they're having a conference at the Mirage.
I wonder what kind of awards they win.
You have the best shiny
mermaid.
Tail.
But there aren't... Excuse me, am I missing something? Are mermaids real now? Where are these mermaids that are being honored?
Duh.
Well, they have Elvis Awards, and they're not Elvis.
It's basically the Comic-Con for mermaid enthusiasts.
Are these chicks that dress up like mermaids? It's like a costume competition?
Yes.
I would think so.
There's
we need to have them on.
There's mermaid merchandise, mermaid literature, mermaid clothing.
Okay. Are there any pictures in that pitch? Because that's really what would seal the deal for me.
No, because I'm afraid the chicks in the mermaid outfit are not exactly our kind of gal.
All right.
I wish Ralph was here because he would punch me in the baby maker for reading this on the air.
And you wish that happened?
Yeah, I don't know. You know his love of fantasy sports?
Sure.
Why talk about real sports when you can talk about pretend sports? Well, why talk about real fishing when you can have fantasy fishing? You
guys
want to talk to the creators of fantasyfishing.com?
Yes, I do.
Fantasy sports fanatic can reel in $15,000 from a fishing tournament.
I think I'm in on that.
How is Farmville Dave, the King of Mexico, not all over fantasy fishing?
Fantasy fishing is free to play. It consists of 10 tournaments surrounding the Walmart fishing tour.
Okay, so you actually pick real-life people who are competing?
You pick pro fisherman on who you think is going to win.
God.
So we could talk to Kevin Haley from Syracuse, New York.
Haley's weak as far as I'm concerned.
Who correctly picked pro John Cox.
Oh, wait a minute. We can't even pick the pro. We have to pick the guy that played that picked the pro?
No, I'm saying we could talk to Kevin Haley, the guy who won fantasy fishing.
I want to talk to the pros.
Dude. Brian Cox won Eastern Series Angler of the Year.
Yeah. Our show is not big enough to talk to the actual professional fisherman. We can only talk to the people who picked them in the fantasy league.
All right, so no on that one.
No, okay, this one was sent to me by our former producer, Lightning.
So no.
Now runs all the Vanilla Ice.
Nope.
Is giving one lucky homeowner a rockstar room renovation with DIY Network's Ice My House contest.
So it's
strike one Vanilla
Extreme
Ice
makeover, whatever.
Strike
with Vanilla Ice
two room renovation. Yeah. Strike three DIY.
Yeah,
Network.
No.
This is my favorite part of the press release. This is real. I did not make this up. When asked about DIY Network's Ice My House contest, Vanilla Ice said, and I quote: "If there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it."
Oh,
that is in the official press release.
All right,
this one's for you, Kevin. Do you want to talk to the Culinary Institute of America?
No.
But they want to teach us the art of the summer salad.
Oh.
We can add some pizzazz to our summer menu by taking our salads to the next level.
I like that they take the one thing that people choke down because they have to.
How dare. I love salad.
Okay, but
I'm not talking about the art of the summer salad.
You don't really. That's not where you use your art, I don't think.
National Salad Month just came to a close. The possibilities are endless.
I can't take cooking shows. I can't take any more cooking shows, and I know I'm in the minority.
Then
but
you're going to love this one from the Food Network.
All right, no.
We could talk about their new show, Ice Brigade.
Ice Brigade. What do they make?
Screw ice truckers. Ice Brigade.
We make ice.
Ice Brigade follows former chef Randy Finch and his team of renegade ice artists as they blow the lid off ice sculpting by creating original, unique designs that defy the imagination.
You can't use the word ice and renegade in the same
sentence.
Dude,
they are renegade. They
create
designs.
They play outside the lines?
Yeah. They have created interactive pool tables, bowling lanes, and other unique sculptures beyond your wildest dreams, buddy. You don't even know.
I don't have dreams about ice sculptures.
I'm not saying that I want to talk to those people.
You want to talk to them.
I'm not saying I want to talk to those people on the radio, but if they have guys with chainsaws and they say, okay, you've got to build a pool table and you've got an hour, go, it would be pretty cool to see them actually do that.
That might not
be a bad TV show is what I'm saying.
No!
All right. And my last great bad pitch of the day, this one goes out to the pet lovers in the audience and to Lisa.
Tell me more.
All right. Yes. Then let's talk about the California Pet Lovers license plate.
No.
The artwork was created by international actor and artist and animal lover Pierce Brosnan.
Okay.
It features his pets, Shiloh the dog and Angel Baby the cat.
Nobody wants to see your pets.
We could talk to the California Veterinary Medical Board about how they spay and neuter the animals if you buy the license plate. It's awesome. Buy it.
Let's say no on all of those.
How dare you? No mermaids. No Ice Brigade.
If the mermaids didn't send pictures, then no on the mermaids, because that's a bad sign.
I'm just you know, really sad inside that I won't learn how to make the perfect summer salad.
Well, you won't unless you go there yourself.
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Are you just trying to waste our time with your bad celebrity expert, spokesman, or public relations pitch?
Bad, 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 bad pitches for you.
Silly waste of time, dumb pitch.
No!
Damn it.
A lot of shows still ahead on the Kevin and Bean program, including our friend Steve-O stopping by. Also, Mr. Skin yesterday, Kevin. spent a considerable time, amount of his day yesterday dissecting the Blake Lively photos. And he's got a verdict on whether the Blake Lively nude photos are real or not.
That's some important work that he has done for society.
We'll talk to him coming up right after the top of the hour. First, though, time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Go to KevinandBean.com. You can see all of these videos. These are some of our favorites from the past week. There are several that don't have good enough audio to feature them here, but I want to tell you about them. One is Hot Chick Rides a Bull with No Hands, and she,
yes, she does.
Is talented.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I don't... I spent a considerable amount of time with this video, too, last night. And those mechanical bulls that you see in the bars and stuff, they usually will knock anyone off in 10 seconds, even if they're holding on. Right. How is she able to do it? Did they turn the dial? Did they turn the dial down so it's not bucking as hard as it does for most people, or what?
She is an angel.
She's good. She is heaven. Good.
There's also a boob cam. There's a pretty hot woman who put a hidden camera right in her cleavage and just walked around and watched all the guys' faces go. They start, you know, looking up at the horizon and then just go right down to her boobs.
It is amazing that most of our heads don't come off of our necks the way we swivel sometimes when a chick like that walks by. But it's a funny video.
Mom cat hugs baby kitten. This is Alex's suggestion. She cries every time she sees it.
It's adorable.
Ant versus spider is Bean's suggestion. He sent that one in.
Oh, Ant versus Spider. Watch the video. Go to KevinandBean.com, Internet Roundup, Ant versus Spider. It's interesting enough, but it has a surprise ending that you will not be disappointed with. Please watch that.
For the first time, somebody on a BMX did a triple backflip, and that's totally worth watching because they put a camera on his helmet.
Wow.
So you can see it from his vantage point first, and then they show the other vantage points right after that. It's amazing. Drunk in Helsinki, very funny. Drunk guy can barely stand up. Sleepy woman versus hot dog is in there. She's on a subway. They hand her a hot dog. She starts to eat it and literally falls asleep. It falls on the floor of the subway. Now, there's no 10 or 5 second rule on the subway.
Right.
No, there it isn't.
She just picks it up and pops it right in. Jimmy Kimmel Live's Papa Shot Challenge is also on there with L.A. Clipper Blake Griffin. And this time, the guy from Jimmy Kimmel Show, the busboy Ricardo, is blindfolded. Now, here are some of the...
Unbelievable, by the way. I still don't know why he's the best Papa Shot player in the history of the world, but he beat... Jimmy did this last time ABC had the finals, the NBA finals. He beat every pro in the game.
He beat Kobe, and he beat...
It was crazy.
LeBron. Everybody that's good, he beat. This is a fat naked lady on PCP, and she's awesome.
Oh, man.
She's out in the middle of the street, it looks like. A guy is filming her from his front yard, and she's laying face down. She's planking. And then a car comes along, and she jumps up and chases it and screams. Oh, she's awesome. Then she starts hitting herself in the head. Sweet.
And don't get too excited by the words naked, because the word fat precedes
Correct.
It. You may not want to see it. Unfortunately, it is shot from a distance, but she definitely is having a mental breakdown.
And it's out of focus, which is very important
for her. Grateful. I'm grateful for that.
The no-hands piano players, they're holding their hands in the air, and you can't really see below their waist.
I think the guy building it.
Oh my God.
He's very happy with that.
I would do it just to hear that guy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think they're on one of those America's Got Talent type shows in another country. I think that's what it's a talent competition that they come out and they play piano with their penises. Or do they? You'd be the judge.
We showed you the planking by 5 second films, how to stop somebody who's doing that.
Planking. It's really big on the internet. What you do? Make your body stiff as a board, see?
No!
Kick him right in the balls and shout no. Is the answer. This is the airbag explosion backflip. They took an airbag out of a car, sat it out in the middle of a street, and then they had a way of firing, and there's a guy sitting on it, and it explodes, and he does a backflip, sort of.
Make a wish!
My brother.
I hope
he
doesn't get hurt!
Yeah. I love you! I love you!
I like that he's still giving a message to his mom and they blow it.
I also love that he obviously agreed to sit on an airbag to see what would happen. Yet he's so concerned he's going to die that he's saying his I love yous to his family before he does it.
Yeah, I'll do
it. Why would you agree to do it if you think it might kill you?
Evan Longoria is a baseball player from the Tampa Bay Rays, and He's talking to a reporter, and you tell us if it's real. We think it can't be, but a guy is taking batting practice and hits a ball that's coming right toward her. And without looking, he just reaches up and grabs it.
How do you feel your chances are in the AL East?
I mean, I love our chances. You know, it's been... keep it on the field.
Keep it on the field. Hey.
it's so well dubbed, but there's no question it's fake. Because, let's face it, you would just dive out of the way of that baseball coming at you, especially if you don't have a glove on.
Not him. He just reaches up and snags it right out of the air. It's
barehanded.
Dad at Dodgers game wins dad of the year as somebody hits a foul ball to him. He drops his daughter and tries to catch the ball.
Here comes a foul ball. What happened to the kid? Oh, my goodness. He lost the kid and the ball. Watch the kid. Get out of here, Dad. See, now, Dad's getting a lecture from security, and I think that's good. Look, sir, please do not drop your child. Come on, we'll get you a ball.
Yeah, he missed the ball is the important part. Drop the kid, right. And miss the ball.
I think he made the right decision in the moment, though, because you can always make more kids. You're not always going to get the opportunity to catch a foul ball. I've been going to baseball my whole life. I've never even come close to getting one.
Some outtakes from Bridesmaids.
Double time. Side to side.
Yeah.
Rock in the cradle. Jack in the box. Yeah. Jack in the box.
Jack,
what?
Don't see.
No, I'm just really hungry.
Toys.
No, I'm hungry. I got a Jack in the box. Oh. Make monkey noises.
Thank you for letting me do that to your... Sorry, I screamed into your vagina. I just always wanted to do that.
Yeah. This week at Unnecessary Censorship is always on Jimmy Kimmel Live. I believe it's on Thursday nights. This is from The Bachelor. This is from Oprah's last week and a bunch of other stuff.
This week in Unnecessary Censorship.
25 of the most eligible bachelors in America have traveled here to Los Angeles to Ashley.
25 years and I'm still saying you, America.
Maya currently holds the world record for the biggest ever by a female. That was over 45 feet.
That's impressive. So he adds beeps where there don't need to be any. And finally, Between Two Ferns with Will Ferrell. We played this for you a little bit earlier. I don't know if you've seen this on Funny or Die, but if you haven't, go to Funny or Die, type in Between Two Ferns. It's Zach Galifianakis, and who's the funniest guy in the world. And he plays an interviewer, and he has people sit down. And apparently Will Ferrell, who manages dance troops on the side, has just told him about, how he does it and what his slogan is. And it involves three different things. And Zach thinks it's just one, and Will gets upset.
I'm listening to what you're asking me. And if you're not listening to my answers, let's just call it a day.
But the mantra is just the...
Just shut up about the mantra. Just shut up. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
If you can't get the fat out of your ears... And listen, okay. Then why am I here? Get the fat out of
okay.
Your ears!
You know what? I'm not that fat!
And then he says it again, I'm not that fat! And then he sits down in the chair, collapses. It's very funny. Zach Galifianakis is one of the funniest people in the world. Go to KevinBean.com for the Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Ordinarily, I don't recommend you listen to the Kevin and Bean Show, but here's why you need to be with us tomorrow, kids. Brand new Coldplay music for you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new 311 music for you tomorrow with Nick Hexum from the band stopping by to play it for us. And brand new Paramore. All three tomorrow. New Paramore as well. Right here tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. So definitely be sure to be listening. Right now, though, Ralph's on vacation. We're taking turns filling in for the Showbiz Beat. Here's the beautiful Lisa May. Lisa, what you talking about?
More Blake Lively photos?
Yes.
17 more photos.
17 more. We haven't had a chance to really go over them yet.
I know. And now you've got more work ahead of you.
All right.
Same session or different? Tell me more.
Some of them she does have clothes on. But those are easy to find. And apparently it's from the hacker who posts them. The first ones.
Right, but Bean's asking, is it the same session that she took the
first
ones?
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, well,
I just wonder if it's more of her. You have to do the research.
Look, they're great, and I'll look at them, but it would be even more awesome if now she's moving out of the bathroom, say, and into the bedroom. You know what I mean?
You need a change of scenery.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's the same hacker who released the first ones who basically is saying to her reps who say it's not her, oh, yeah? Well, here's some more.
Wow.
They're totally her. Take a look at these.
So, that's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
That's the best news ever.
He should get some kind of an award.
We'll do research.
Yeah.
We'll find out. So we know that J-Lo's honeymoon tape from her first honeymoon with her first husband was apparently legally now is available to be sold and released.
All right.
And now there's a bidding war. There's three companies that are bidding for it, but they're only up to about $40,000.
What?
Because there's no sex. in the tape.
What kind of a sex tape is that?
Well, that's what I was wondering. And apparently there's spanking and some booty.
Really?
And think about J-Lo back then. There was a little more booty.
Listen,
that'd be all right, right?
I'm down with that. But it's not a sex tape, really, if there's no sex.
Not so much.
I don't know.
So, excuse me, it's probably not going to go for a lot of money, but it is going to be available.
Fantastic.
OK Magazine has Kim Kardashian on the cover saying she's having a baby.
I'm having a baby! Exclamation mark.
Exclamation, yeah. And then on the inside it says she wants to have a baby.
Yeah,
and plans to have a baby.
What?
But she's not really pregnant right now. So she went on her website and said, yeah, read it closely. I'm not really pregnant.
Did they just make that up?
Yeah, basically. Huh. But then they sort of covered themselves on the inside.
That's BS.
This is what all of these magazines and tabloids do with their giant headlines that say, you know, fill in the blank. This celebrity has a huge drug problem. And then you go inside and they go, friends say.
You know what
I mean? They can almost get away with putting anything on the front page as long as they qualify it appropriately for legal reasons on the inside. They just make stuff up to sell magazines.
But they will sell magazines.
Yep.
Chris Humphries we're talking about, right?
Right, exactly. And I guess there was speculation because I think they're getting married in 2 months or so.
Right.
So it's a little shotgunny, but...
Isn't this weird? Yeah, that would make a lot of sense. I mean, they've only been dating for 6 months and they're talking about getting married in 2 months?
Yeah.
What is her rush?
That would be the question. And the first thing you think is pregnant, runs in the family.
I mean, most 30-year-olds, I would say, ladies, you're not getting any younger. You better get a man while you still can.
Yeah, that's nice and thoughtful of you, B.
It is, makes us love you more.
That's why women love you.
I think Kim is hot enough that she could probably go another 2 years and still get a man.
Right, but if you want kids, you don't want to be in your mid... I mean, you can be in your mid-30s, but you're getting a little older. You know?
It's better to do it younger, probably. So, Modern Family, so my favorite sitcom.
Is that a story?
No.
Okay.
And here's the other thing. James Lipton from Inside the Actors Studio, condescending load. But the two are coming together.
Oh, no.
Modern Family. But I'm going to watch it on Inside the Actors Studio. All of them are going to be on there. I think it's going to be awesome.
What's your favorite curse word?
I hate that bag of hot air.
I know. I didn't even know it was still on.
I hate him so much.
But June 7th is when that's airing. So if you love Modern Family, it might be worth it. Yeah, I'll see.
Yeah.
All my favorite TV shows are going away. So I just want to let you know a couple are coming back. White Collar, if you're a big fan, is coming back June 7th on USA. And Burn Notice, which I love.
Love that too.
That's coming back on June 23rd. Celebrity birthdays. We've got Be Real from Cypress Hill. He's 41.
Coolest guy in the world.
Yes. Dennis Haysbert from 24 is 57. Wentworth Miller, who Alex and I love, is 39. He's from Prison Break. Zachary Quinto is 34. Nikki Cox is 33. Justin Long is 33. And Fabrizio Moretti from The Strokes is 31. And that's your show.
Our friend Steve-O joins us next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we have a chance for you to win your Weenie Roast tickets on the way. First, though, Kevin, who's the greatest human that ever lived?
I would say Thomas Edison, followed closely by Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin would be my number one.
All right.
You're in the right ballpark. He joins us once again on the Kevin and Bean Show for MrSkin.com. Hey, Mr. Skin, how are you?
Hey, doing great. How are you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we know you're very busy, and we're delighted that you had time to join us. Generally, we have Mr. Skin on because he's doing one of his awesome countdowns on his website, you know, top 10 Oscar-nominated hotties, and you get to see the clips from all the nude movies or TV shows that they've been in. That's great. We always love that. But you're here today for something even more important, which is late-breaking real-life nudity involving the beautiful Blake Lively from Gossip Girl. Now, I follow you on Twitter, of course, Mr. Skin, and when I saw your conclusion yesterday that you had made about these photos, I thought, well, you're the expert. You spent more time looking at naked women than anyone I've ever met.
Right.
I want to hear how you arrived at your conclusion and let our listeners know what it is.
Well, you know, this breaking nudes was very big at our website yesterday. And, well, here's the thing. First of all, if anyone doesn't know who Blake Lively is, she's the star of Gossip Girl.
She was in The Town.
2007. She has Green Lantern coming out in a couple weeks. Recently seen with Leonardo DiCaprio. So she's pretty big right now. And it's always more exciting with these stolen cell phone pics when someone's never been nude and Blake has never done a nude scene. So let's just start. First of all, uncanny resemblance, we all agree. Even talking to Alex off the air, she sees pics look very similar to Blake Lively.
Well, look, here's the thing. They really do look a lot like her, but her person has come out and said they are 100% fake.
Right. No, well, I'll get to that in
all
a
right.
second. That to me is the most conclusive evidence, because
you've worked with publicists before, you know how they operate.
I don't believe what publicists say. We've had fun, like at our website, showing a picture of her with the iPhone, her iPhone with the black rubber case that we know is a picture of her, and compare it to the iPhone with the black rubber case.
So it's the same iPhone, same case on the iPhone.
Right. All right. And we even there was even a funny. I saw someone on the internet had a picture of her buying a toothbrush, which is the exact same toothbrush that's in the back.
Wow.
All fun stuff. But like we did some of the. Things we did was like analyzing moles, lip curl, birthmarks on her inner leg and all this stuff, and matching up really well. But what really made me realize that it was her is, and let me say, tell you what her publicist said, and I quote, Lively will take legal action against any outlets that publish the photos. Okay. Now, if these, if a website put up the alleged fakes of Blake Lively, there is no legal case to be made against them unless the pics are really her. And when a publicist, you don't see a lawyer saying this. This is like a typical publicist.
Wait.
They don't know the legal.
Hold on a second. So if somebody photoshopped her head on somebody else's body, there's no legal action that can be taken?
Not if you say at your website, hey, here's the alleged fake pics of Blake Lively.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And you can't order them to be taken down. You don't own those pictures, right? Unless they're hers and she can order them to be taken down. So
interesting.
So the PR person saying we're going to take action means they are her.
Well,
that's, to you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
sure.
To me. I mean, and to Bean, and to everyone else.
The smart move would be, oh, they're fakes, and blow it off. And that's what you do. But when you start saying, we have the right to take those down if you post them, but they're not her, that's a red flag.
That's a good point. Now, did you do close-up inspections of them?
Yeah, we
did Photoshop and all that?
Analysis, a very, you know, the skin
You're
lab
thorough.
Is always hard at work.
Sure, yeah. Mr. Skin, I remember her in the town, and I thought there was a lovemaking scene. Was there no nudity in that?
No, she hasn't been naked. That's one of the things that happens a lot to guys. They know that there was a sexy moment in a movie, and she definitely did, and that happened about 14 minutes into the film. But was no
about
nudity.
14.
You did not see breasts or
okay.
In that.
Now so she did have some. She did have some tattoos in that movie.
Yeah,
but that was her. That was just her character. Those were fake, right?
But by the way, the pics that some more were released, I guess, this morning. And
I'm sorry to ask, but where were those released?
The same tattoos on.
So where were those released at that other site? What was that other site?
Well, I saw it on TMZ this morning. I don't have offhand that other site.
Yeah.
I have a link. I don't have.
I saw TMZ too, but they don't have the extra pictures of that were supposedly stolen from this exact same photo session.
No, I don't have them this second, but yeah, they're pretty easy to track down.
All right, one more question on Blake Lively, Mr. Skin, and that is, when you talked about comparing various physical attributes that you're aware of for Blake Lively versus these photos, I mean, is there such a thing as a facial recognition software where somebody can, you know, you can put these photos in the lab and say, well, her eyes are the right distance apart, the bridge of her nose is the same,
oh, yeah.
The lip, I mean,
sure.
You're able to...
I don't have access to that technology yet. Mm-hmm. The Skin Labs hasn't brought that in, but...
Come on,
I'm
man!
Sure it could be done. I don't think... In 24 hours, it's been that important to where people that actually own
it
this thing
is that important.
But it could be
I
her.
Believe they will soon enough.
Yeah, but being
her
if they
head in another body.
If they Photoshop her head on it, you could still prove it's
yeah,
her head.
That's true. That's true. By the way, tremendous body on this woman, Mr. Skin.
Oh.
If it's Blake Lively or not, I mean, this is about as good as it gets, right?
I agree.
Let's say it's not her. You should say it is.
Well, right. My thing is that if there's a ring of hackers stealing nude cell phone pics, where are the ones of Scarlett Johansson? I want to see those.
That's a good point. I don't know that he's taking orders. But that would be great.
Well, Mr. Skid, as always, is doing the Lord's work. It's my favorite site on the internet. It's only it's less than a buck a day. You can see any star you've ever enjoyed on television or in the movies, and you can see the naked parts, which is just awesome. Mr. Skid, I knew that you would be on top of this. We appreciate your efforts, and we'll be curious to see what you post on the site when these new photos are released and you've had
we'll
a chance to look at them as well.
Or skin formation today, so keep checking.
You're doing good work.
All right,
thanks so much. Good talking to you guys.
Thank you, Mr. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. All right, so now that Blake Lively's photos are or are not out there, we want to hear your stories of how your naked pictures got out. This, you know, if you believe the publicist, this is pretty embarrassing for Blake Lively. She wishes this had not happened if these are really her photos, but it happens to everybody. It's so easy to have your photos fall into the wrong hands. But don't misunderstand. The Kevin and Bean Show is not suggesting, ladies, that you don't take those photos. You should still be taking naked photos.
We're on board.
This is you should still be taking naked photos, but just be careful who you give them to. And, of course, we're on the safe list. So let's make sure we all understand that.
So this could be you took them and you sent them to a boyfriend, and you ended up sending them to the wrong person. Or you could even get betrayed by the boyfriend later in life. Right. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. You break up. He sends them on. I would imagine there are a lot of girls whose pictures are on the internet on sites. And they don't know how they got there, but they're on there. And they go, wait a minute, that's me. I would imagine there's some of that.
Here's one email from Kevin Bean Lister Brittany, for instance, and then we're going to go to your calls in a moment at 1-800-520-1067. I was sending a picture of my new tattoo that happens to me on my way upper leg to my husband's older married cousin. Instead of him receiving the fully clothed one I chose, my phone decided to send all the naked versions that I took.
Her phone did the right thing.
It got passed around. The entire family had seen them in minutes. Although they expect things like that from me, I still get embarrassed every time I see them. And this photo, by the way, was, you know, upper thigh, so she's got no pants on. And that's the picture that she sent out to her entire family trying to show off a tattoo.
By the way, why is she sending that to her
cousin?
Her husband's older married cousin. Well, because she thought she was sending one with clothes. She wanted to show off the tattoo, she thought she was covered, and the naked ones accidentally got out. This is exactly what we're talking about. So we want to hear your... You want to hear your stories of how you became Blake Lively for a day. How'd that work out? 1-800-520-1067. Your call's next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Steve-O coming up next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. He's written a book, by the way. How did that happen? How did Steve-O write a book?
Ghostwriter.
Also, your tickets for Weenie Roast on the way. Right now, we're continuing our fascination/conversation about the Blake Lively nude photos. Do you see the new ones? You see the new ones? The guy that sent us the... Yeah, you got to check that out.
No, I haven't.
But we're taking your stories now at 1-800-520-1067. You had naked photos. Somehow they got out. How did that go for you? Why don't we start with... let's start with John. John's on line 5.
John?
Hey, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. We were hoping to be talking to naked ladies here, but we'll see what you have to say.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
What happened was I was actually texting after a long night of drinking with my then-girlfriend, and... she asked me for a picture of my junk, so I went and sent her a picture of being a good boyfriend.
Sure.
Next morning, I found out I was actually texting with her gay cousin.
Sweet.
Oh!
So her cousin took her phone. Her cousin took her phone and said, hey, I sure would like naked pictures. That's so funny. Did you start dating him?
I'm sure he wanted to, but no. That relationship ended pretty quickly, but it was kind of awkward breakup stuff.
So did the photos ever go any further than just the gay cousin? They didn't end up on the internet or anything, did they?
Not that I know of. I haven't Googled myself yet, but I'll try that later on.
Maybe you should.
I'm sure he was kind of a promiscuous gay guy, so I'm pretty sure he sent it out to all his friends. So, because my face wasn't showing in that one.
Good to know.
Thanks very much. Let's try Alex, line 2. This Alex better be a girl. That's all I'm saying, because I don't want this to turn into a sausage party. Hey, Alex.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, what's happening here?
I don't know what to tell you guys.
All right, what happened? Whose naked photos are we talking about here?
Mine.
All right, what happened? Could you maybe more than one word at a time tell us what happened?
All right, the ABC party. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
No?
I don't. Do you guys?
Tell us. Alex, thank you for calling. Let's try Jason, line 1. Jason, welcome to the Kevin and Bean
Show. What's happening? Why are all the naked pictures of guys?
Because they like to take pictures of their junk.
We're good.
Hello?
Hi.
Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
How you doing?
We are good. Tell us your story.
Me and this girl were together for a long time. She took some awesome pictures, sent them to me. I took some pictures of her. I found out she was cheating on me.
Sweet.
And I watched the Ron and White special, and he gave me the idea to send the pictures in the Hustler's Beaver Hunt.
Oh, God.
Okay. Oh, right. So ex-girlfriend photos you sent into Hustler. Now, did they print them?
I didn't actually get anything back from Hustler. I don't know. I think they had to get permission from her to publish them.
Oh, but awesome. I did send them in. That's a downer.
They're not doing the right thing.
Yeah.
All right, Jason. Thank you for the call. Thanks, I got to tell you, would you have picked 3 guys?
No.
Did you thought in a million years 3 guys?
No.
No. That's at least Jason was calling about, you know, photos of girls getting out, but he's the one who leaked them. Yeah, I'm very disappointed in our listeners right now. Very disappointed. I don't know if I can finish today's show if this is the audience. Come on.
And now it's time for a moment
with Kevin.
You have to have somebody to speak up for the disabled.
Mm-hmm. Who's the disadvantaged in this story?
That was a moment
Come on.
With Kevin.
Aren't we lowering our standards for moments with?
Once again, by the way, none of us even heard it because we are oblivious to Kevin's magic, but the listeners continue to tape the show and send in moments with.
Hey, thanks, everyone.
I enjoyed that actually very much. Time to check out what you're emailing us about. Of course, there are lots of ways to contact the show. You can follow us on Twitter. We got the Kevin and Bean Facebook page. There's always kevinandbean.com. You can also email us directly, and those addresses are up on the site. We get a lot of email on a lot of topics. Here's a great one. You know, we were talking about the Repo Wars, which is one of our favorite new shows.
Right.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm going to buy a car just so that I can default on the car payments on the hopes of being on the show. Best show ever. Loved it here in the office today.
Sweet.
This is a show where they come to your house and they give you an opportunity to play a trivia game to not have your car taken away because you're late on the payments, but also to have it paid off if you get the right questions right. So I think our friend Sydney here, who he's emailing, is looking forward to having that chance.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, just watched UFC 130 this past weekend. There's a black guy and a Mexican guy who Vaseline the fighters up before the fights and then wipe the blood off the fighters during each round.
Wow.
They always come in, they take off their shirts, and then they put like a bunch of Vaseline on their face, I guess, so they don't get cut very easily. Yeah, I don't think it's for that reason. I just watched the fight the other day, and they were around when the UFC began. He suggested that they would be good guests to have in. Because they might have seen a lot of good stuff.
Oh, and they enjoy rubbing Vaseline on men.
That seems odd, right?
That's a kind of a weird job.
Can we pass on that? It does seem like a weird job, but I don't know what kind of stories they would have.
Yeah, I don't know either. No, thank you.
No, though. Thank you.
Nicole writes in, Dear Kevin and Bean, I'm a court clerk who is currently involved in an auto accident trial. The expert witness keeps talking about rear penetrations and how tight it was. I'm a little bit nervous. I can't stop laughing. If I get fired, can I come work for you guys? Don't you need a new traffic girl or something, Nicole? Yeah, actually, Nicole, just let us know. Just let us know how that goes. Thank you for writing.
We were talking about maids in a hotel entering the room.
Yes.
When you weren't expecting it. And Trent writes, if only there were a way to signal the maid not to enter. Maybe a sock on the door or a sign. We should come up with something, Trent.
A sign is a great idea.
By the way, they won't come in if you put the do not disturb sign up.
Uh-uh.
Absolutely.
Turns out that is a sign that they have, and it's pre-printed, and it's right there in the hotel room.
Right.
Yeah, and it has a universal meaning that all waitstaff and maids and engineering and maintenance all understand. It means don't come in the room. So, why don't people just use that? That's a great point.
I use the maid service sign, and then I have them come in on purpose.
Right, while you're laying there waiting for
Right.
them. Dear Kevin and Bean, I was listening to your topic on the show the other day about the things that we lie about to avoid the hassle. Remember that conversation we had? We took some phone calls from people about big lies that they just try to keep up as long as they can or lies to get out of something that they promised. Well, I lie to everyone. And I won't give your name here, Gloria, but I lie to everyone.
Wait a minute. You just said Gloria.
Even my husband about being able to speak Spanish.
What?
Now, try to imagine pulling this off. I come from a Latin family where everyone speaks Spanish, but my mother did not raise me bilingual. I try to avoid situations where I would be put on the spot when someone, often my husband, asked me to translate something. I say stuff like, I'm not your personal translator.
Sweet.
It's not a hard lie to keep up, believe it or not, but now we have a son, and my husband wants me to speak Spanish to him so that he grows up bilingual, so I'm thinking about buying Rosetta Stone behind his back. Gloria, come on. And but I feel for her because how does she go to her husband, who she's been married to for long enough that she's got this kid,
right,
and say, you know what, that whole thing about me speaking Spanish, I made that up.
I've been lying to you all
That's
this time.
Awesome.
Dear Kevin, after months of pressure from my girlfriend, I finally broke down and got on Twitter. One of my first moves was to follow the Kevin and Bean cast.
Oh, thank you.
After hearing thanks for that tweet, Bean, I promptly went on my computer and made Bean my first unfollow.
How dare you?
F you, Bean, and your stupid tweets, Andrew.
Andrew.
That's a good move.
You cut me right to the bone. Dear Kevin and Bean, my girlfriend and I have an acquaintance who is female but looks like a man. In college, her nickname was actually Manface. Well, that's not done.
It's not very creative to begin with.
That's sad. One day, she told us a story about a random hookup where she tried to sleep with a guy from a club. After getting back to her place, he took off her pants, stared at her groin area, freaked out, grabbed his clothes, and ran. She didn't understand why he reacted this way when we didn't have the heart to tell her that the guy was gay, thought she was a man dressed as a woman. JD. Imagine how disappointed he was to see a vagina at that point.
Yeah.
How sad for her.
This one came on Tuesday when I was proclaiming that the Stanley Cup Finals started Tuesday night, which they did not, it turns out. They started last night. Hey, Kevin, you've probably gotten a ton of emails about this. I wish I had. I wish there were more people that cared about hockey. Yours is the only one I got. But while talking to Money, that was the second time I heard you say the finals start tonight, this Tuesday night. They start last night, Wednesday night. And then he says, go Bruins. I can't stand the Canucks, Mike. Well, in case you didn't see the game last night, the Canucks won with 18 seconds to go. So that's
0-0, 18 seconds left. Vancouver scores a goal. It was pretty remarkable because we were all sitting there. I'm watching too, and I'm sitting there going, "Well, overtime's coming. What are you going to do?"
And these are 20-minute overtimes, not that 5-minute with the shootout overtime.
Pretty crazy. And my final one, I want to give a big shout out to Luis Sosado, who is with the United States Air Force from Long Beach, California. Dear Bean, I wanted to give you a heads up that you are inspiring me to also get my haircuts around the world.
Oh, don't encourage him.
Last time I emailed you, I was at 9, and now I'm at 10. Also, I am holding off on your podcast. I am stockpiling them, so I have new Kevin and Bean shows to listen to when I am deployed downrange. It's going to be rough to be away, but your show really helps. Take it easy. Keep up the good work. P.S. I love Bean's Death Corner. Thank you, Lewis, very much. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for getting your haircuts around the world. And most importantly, thank you for your service.
Bean's not kidding. It is. He does have a goal of getting his haircut in a different state each time without repeating.
My last haircut was in Arizona in January, so I look a mess. So if you see me this weekend, please try not to stare, but I do. I look horrible. But
it's your fault.
But I'm not. What am I going to do? Get my haircut in Washington?
Yes. No. Yes.
End of the month, I think I'm going to either Wisconsin or Illinois, and I think that's going to be my next haircut.
That's the worst. That is the most worthless goal that I've ever heard. Right?
But I'm sticking to it. That's the important thing. But once I got my haircut in two consecutive states that were different, I said I'm too far in to quit.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Here's the thing about that. Not too far in. Just get your haircut wherever, and it doesn't matter. Dear Kevin and Bean, check out this YouTube video. I hope you will put it in the Internet Roundup. It has to do with Angry Birds. We already did. We put it in the Internet Roundup. You can go to kevinandbean.com and search for Internet Roundup and the Angry Birds song. It's to Adele's Rolling in the Deep. 'Cause I'm playing Angry Birds. Can't even stop to pee. It's really well done, too, because it exactly looks like her. It looks exactly like the video.
Yeah.
I mean, they really parodied it perfectly. So go to kevinandbean.com for the Internet Roundup. We have a brand new one up today. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:53.
I don't know. I just kind of miss the days, back in the old days, when we didn't know whether Steve-O was going to make it in or not. Now there's just no drama, no excitement. He's here. He's early. He looks good. He's excited. He's ready to come in. He sounds great.
And
he's
you
healthy.
Love it like I do. You love it like I do.
I love what like you do?
You love the fact that he's here and he's reliable.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I miss the excitement and the drama of not knowing whether he was alive or dead or in or out. That's all I'm saying. Wow. Anyway, Steve-O joins us right after the top of the hour talking about his new book coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, Ralph's on vacation this week. We're filling in with the Showbiz Beat. Let's start with one of the biggest stars in the world, certainly at one time, Shaquille O'Neal. A guy who could do it all. He had hit movies. He had a platinum album. Of course, he had an unbelievable basketball career, an absolute certain first ballot Hall of Famer. And I'm sure he'll go in as a Laker, even though he played for about five other teams.
Does he have to?
Don't you want Shaq to go in as a Laker?
Nah.
Why? Because he briefly played for the Celtics, so he's dead to you forever?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah. Anyone that plays for the Celtics, sorry.
Wow, you're rough.
You are my enemy.
You are rough. What would you have done if they had been able to get Doc Rivers to come coach the Lakers?
I don't know.
How would you have been able to handle that?
I might have taken my life. I'm not sure.
Well, the reason I bring up the Shaq Diesel is because he went to his Twitter feed yesterday and announced to his followers that he is in fact retiring. It's not a surprise. He's been obviously playing pretty hurt. He was out a lot of last season. But 19 years in the NBA, over 28,000 points scored, 4 NBA title rings, 15-time All-Star. I just hope he's got time to go back to make a sequel to Shazam.
Maybe that's what he's saving up his energy for.
Maybe that's what it is.
Shazam 2 this summer.
Remember, I guess it was when he went to play for the Heat and won the title with the Heat after he left Lakers. Remember this?
Kobe, how my ass tastes. Everybody, Kobe, how my ass tastes.
Sure. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, Kobe at least did go on to win 2 more titles without Shaq, so I think he got the revenge. But, I mean, overall, don't you have good positive feelings about Shaq and his time with the Lakers?
Yeah.
I mean, he got old and slow and lazy, but he...
I always hate I hated the fact that I still hate the fact any pro should shoot 80% free throws. Anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care who you are. A kid can do that. It's a matter of practice.
Yeah.
And he clearly didn't care about that to the point where it was embarrassing. They'd foul him at the end of the game because they knew he'd miss.
Yeah, true.
So I did hate about it. But I do have a really funny story about him is that my dad is from Phoenix. And when my dad unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago and he was on his deathbed and he came out of a coma just for a little bit. And it was right after Shaq had been traded to Phoenix. So I said, Dad, Shaq is with the Suns now. And he looked at me like, are you crazy? And I said, no, he's been traded to the Suns. And then my dad looked at me like he still didn't understand me. And I said, never mind.
Now's really, not the time.
It's not really important that I spend my final moments with you trying to convince you that Shaq really is a Sun.
I also love, by the way, that in the 5 seconds of clarity that your father had, that's how you chose to spend your time.
The Suns were important to him. What do you want me to do?
That's awesome.
Justin Timberlake has been rumored with every woman in the world.
And he's probably having every woman in the world.
In order. It's been Olivia Wilde. It's been Mila Kunis. Now, apparently, it's Ashley Olsen.
Yeah.
According to Us Weekly, friends have said that it's Ashley Olsen. They've been trying to keep it on the down low. And it seems to me like if you're Justin Timberlake, it's pretty difficult to keep that on the down, keep anything on the down
low. Yes.
But they're saying that the reps are saying that they're just friends. So I guess they're lovers.
Yeah, they must be.
That's the way it works.
Justin Timberlake also gave an interview this week with Vanity Fair where he opened up about some stuff he doesn't usually talk about. For instance, Britney Spears. He said that they were two birds of the same feather as teenagers living in the spotlight way back when, but that they haven't spoken in about 10 years, which was a little bit of a surprise to me. He also said, I don't really want to talk about Jessica Biel because it's still hurtful to me, but he says that he's 30 years old and Jessica Biel is the single-handedly most significant person in my life.
Wow.
And very, very special. So I don't know if that means they broke up because they couldn't work something out, but they wish they were still together, or if she broke up with him and he still hurt over it, or what the deal is. But he had very nice things to say about Jessica Biel. A couple other relationship stories, by the way. Alec Baldwin is hot and heavy with a new woman. He seems like he'd be, I don't know, Lisa, would he be a good catch? Would you go for that or no?
No. I just, his temper, and
yeah,
I love him. He's so funny. I would not want to be with him.
Yeah.
Well, you're far too old to be with him anyway, because his new girlfriend is 28 years old.
Of course she is. Sweet.
girl. He is 53, by the way. She is 28. She graduated from NYU just 4 years ago. So that's what Alec Baldwin has got going on. You have to see these pictures that are going around on online of him dressed up in that Rock of Ages movie, too. It's hilarious to see him with those outfits and the long hair. But he has, I mean, his career is just on fire. He couldn't be any better at everything he does. When he's on SNL or he's on 30 Rock, even the movies that he makes, he's so good.
Remember when he was on 30 Rock and he made that call?
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
I thought actually, that was a little strong.
No, that was actually real life. And one more relationship story, just briefly. Hayden Panettiere has moved on. She was going out with Vladimir Klitschko, remember, for a while. It seems like over a year or something like that they were together. Well, she apparently loves the guys who play sports because her new boyfriend, and she's been spotted all over town, is Sanchito himself, Mark Sanchez from New York Jets. That's who she's hooked up with now.
Paris Hilton is trying desperately to make you forget about her sex tape, so much so that she told Us Weekly, listen to this list of things, and you tell me if she's lying. She loves scrapbooking.
Lying.
Is an amazing cook.
Doubtful.
Likes to go fishing. Has a race car license. No way. Could play the violin.
Oh, come on.
Seriously.
And has walked on the moon, right?
And loves to skydive. So, I don't know why she just doesn't put she can actually fly.
Yeah, seriously.
She's a weightlifter. Come on,
look,
now.
I know we got a lot of friends at TMZ.com who listen to this show. Your guys that are out there getting photos of the celebrities, have them take a violin. Have a violin with them in the car at all times. And next time Paris Hilton is coming out of a club,
hey, play
hand her the violin and say, play us a little something.
Like anything. Your choice.
That's the least believable one to me in the world is that she knows how to play the violin.
Even
Come
if she
on.
Took lessons when she was a kid, there's no way she kept with it or remembers
that's,
now.
That's probably what it was, sixth grade or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, Steve-O's coming up next. Today's celebrity birthdays. How about Zachary Quinto? He, of course, speaking of Hayden Panettiere, co-starred with her on The Heroes Show. He also plays Spock in the Star Trek movies. He celebrates his birthday today. He is 34 years old. Yesterday, we talked about Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones, who had a birthday. I think he was 64. And you were thinking, God, how can he still be in the Rolling Stones at 64? The drummer for the Rolling Stones, Charlie Watts, 70 today.
70 years old.
He's in the Rolling Stones. He's 70. Come on.
Here's what I like about these guys, though. They haven't gone to plastic surgery and all facelifts. They look all a 70.
Yes, they do. They look terrible.
They really
no
look bad.
Former president of the United States of America. I don't know why Barack Obama got all the pub for being the first black president. What about President Palmer from 24, Dennis Haysbert? What about him?
Yeah, 24 is a TV show.
He's celebrating his birthday today. He is 57 years old today. Our friend B Real from Cypress Hill is 41. Huh, I wonder how he'll celebrate at his party today. I wonder if he'll do anything special for himself. Wayne Brady is 39 today. Wentworth Miller for you, Lisa, is 39 years old today. Actress Nikki Cox, who is Mrs. Jay Moore, is 33 years old today. Actor Justin Long is 33. And Fab from The Strokes, we'll see him on Saturday, is 31 today. And that is the Showbiz Beat. Not to take anything away. Hey, wait, what's this? Sorry. Oh. We have a big intro? Or
I thought you were ready. Just had the music.
Not to take anything away from our terrific guest that we're going to meet in a moment. But tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show, check this out. Brand new music from Coldplay tomorrow. Brand new music from 311 tomorrow. Brand new song from Paramore tomorrow. All three of those on tomorrow's Kevin and Bean Show. How about that?
How are you able to focus on anything else when this music comes on?
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve-O joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. What up?
Yeah, it is.
How are you, Steve-O?
I'm great, man. Sorry to bore you with my feeling good.
With your sobriety and being healthy. No, you misunderstood that. I couldn't be more happier personally as a friend that you're doing so well. I'm just saying I miss the thrill of the excitement of 90 seconds before you're supposed to be on the air and nobody's seen or heard from you. That used to be fun. That's all I'm saying.
I get it.
Do you run into that a lot with people? Again, please don't misunderstand. I'm not disappointed that you're healthy. I'm happy. But do you run into that a lot with people who think, I don't know that I understand the new Steve-O?
I do. And as I was telling you during the break, there's a lot of that, like on my Facebook and my Twitter. You know, when I'm offering up some thoughtful and heartfelt like concern over people eating animal-based foods and how that contributes to diabetes, and everyone's like, what the hell is this? I miss the Steve-O on drugs.
Where's Steve-O? Yeah. What did he done with Steve-O?
Yeah.
Steve-O, how long have you been sober now?
Let's see here. I'm 3 years, 2 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days.
Wow, man.
Not that you're counting. That's impressive.
You've got it licked. You could do drugs today and be fine, I think. Honestly, you beat it now. You never have to worry about that again.
That's Dr. Drew's advice, isn't it? After 3 years, you just try it to make sure you can...
No. Exactly. Now, you probably could not have written your memoir, Professional Idiot, which is available this week. You probably could not have written this book before you got clean.
I could have tried, but it wouldn't have been any good. It wouldn't have happened. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. It would have been impossible.
Yeah. Did you write the book because you've been in such a period of self-reflection, you thought, hey, this is a great time as I'm thinking over things to kind of get it down on paper for posterity?
I wanted to write a book way back, you know. And I feel like I was at a pretty young age when it occurred to me that, like, hold on, our overwhelming instinct is to survive. Like, everything's about, at all costs, don't die. Right. And hold on a second. Like, the only thing that we know for sure is going to happen is we're going to die. Like, how's our existence not a cruel prank on us? This sucks. Like, I'm mad. And I think that's, like, that's kind of what drew me to the video camera. Like, I remember feeling like, man, if I document, like, all this crazy stuff, then after I'm dead, these videos will still play. I will have cheated death. And, the whole death thing always kind of made me mad, like, just in general. So I think, like, it was almost like, I mean, I was never really like trying to die with stunts or anything, but I think like that's kind of like, oh, I want to like challenge it. I want to mock it. And I want to, above everything else, be important and be remembered forever and have this some kind of legacy. And writing a book was always part of that. You know?
I love you. I have never just wanted to mock death.
That's never been an instinct of mine.
Yeah, well, I did, man. It was a big deal for me. But
that's actually kind of a deep thought, though, Steve-O, in that part of it, I think, is that I'm only here for a very short time. I want to maximize it and have as much fun as possible in the brief time that I have. So I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to smoke everything and drink everything and try everything crazy. And like you said, cheat death just because of the adrenaline rush and the thrill, because I'm not going to be able to do this for very long because we're here for such a brief time.
Right.
Although I was much more impressed with the last movie because I knew you were sober. And then being sober, it seems like you would be fully aware of what you're about to do, and it would be so much more terrifying. Now, you wrote the book Steve-O, Professional Idiot. I imagine that you had a lot of different titles in mind or suggested to you.
It was the first one that I thought of was This Is Gonna Hurt.
Okay, good.
And it had been used by a UFC fighter, Tito Ortiz.
Oh, really?
Even though Nikki Sixx just came out with a book by the same title. I think a perfectly suitable one would have been Confessions of a Douchebag.
Good.
But I think Al Gore used that for his last book, though.
You guys know Roger Allen Wade, right? And Johnny Knoxville's cousin?
Yeah.
I reached out to him. I was like, man, I'm writing a book.
Do we have to dump that one? I don't think we can even say that one, did we?
We did, but it was funny to us.
It was.
I'm so sorry.
Steve-O,
can I say Tears on My J-Rag?
Yes. That you can say.
Yeah, because that would have been a great title.
Fill in the blank. Steve-O, you became well-known with your crazy skateboarding stunts. You were pretty young then, right? Weren't you were you early teens, mid-teens? How old were you when you started
Jackass
doing all that?
When Jackass first started, when Jackass came out on TV, I was 26.
Oh, but weren't you doing a bunch of skateboard stuff on video and everything?
Sure, I was
even before that.
Yeah, I was a notable personality in some skateboard videos, primarily not for skateboarding.
Right.
How old
were you when you were doing all that?
Well, let's see, I graduated from clown college when I was 23.
Before you moved past that,
I was already in skateboard videos before then. So I'd say 22, 23 was when I first kind of broke out into the skateboard scene.
Now, for those that don't know your education as a clown, please explain.
I graduated from Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College.
To be a rodeo clown.
Not to be a rodeo clown. I wanted to be a famous crazy stuntman.
I
wasn't making any real progress towards that goal on my own. So when I found out about clown college, I thought, wow, you know, if I could brag about being like a ringling clown, then this might bring legitimacy to my stunts, which is great because I went to clown college seeking legitimacy.
Sweet.
That's fantastic.
Parents, friends, anybody that knew you had to probably explain 3 or 4 times what. No, seriously, I'm going to clown college.
Right. Well, I remember because it was statistically harder to get into Harvard. That was like a big thing that was cool about it. I was very proud. I'm on my way to clown college, and at the same time, my cousin was going to mortician school, and our mothers were sitting at the kitchen table together, getting wasted, just cracking up, arguing over whose son was a bigger loser.
You know, I don't think Steve-O is our only guest who's been to clown college. Lisa, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't our friend Eric Stone Street from Modern Family.
Yes.
Didn't he go to clown college also?
I'm sure. Either Penn or Teller went.
Sure.
Oh, did really? True. Oh, here we go.
That's
Who
Bill,
knew?
Bill Irwin went.
This is the secret fraternity of Hollywood that they don't talk about. Is people who went to clown college.
I wouldn't go quite that far.
The reason I ask, and I see we're almost out of time for this break, but the reason I asked about how old you were when you started making these videos that kind of got you well known is I was wondering, what's Steve-O like before he discovers skateboarding, before he discovers crazy videos? Like, what were you going to do with yourself when you were 8, when you were 10, when you were 12? What was your plan for your life, Steve-O?
I never thought that I was going to live to be 25 years old. I was just morbid and crazy like feelings about death from an early age, but the first like actual plan that I ever came up with, I wanted to be like an advertising sort of creative guy.
Okay.
And then I stuck with it, but I just advertised myself.
All right.
Who has that dream at 10 that they want to go to an office with a briefcase?
That came when I was by the age of like 15, I started thinking of that.
Hey, A-hole, why don't you tell Steve-O what your dream was when you were a kid?
Well, I was going to be the Postmaster General. That was my dream, obviously.
he had a poster of the Postmaster General of the United States on his wall in high school.
I collect 8x10 autographs from the Postmaster General.
So maybe you shouldn't be judging anyone's dreams.
I'm going to be on a U.S. postage stamp.
No, you are not.
I am.
You have to be dead 5 years to be on a postage stamp.
I don't think so, man.
Don't challenge Bean. He knows.
Notable vegetarians and vegans. My friends from PETA.
Oh, really?
They're doing a whole series of for being a vegan, I get a postage stamp.
Those aren't real though, Steve. Those are not real stamps that they're doing. I guarantee it.
Yes, they are.
That, you know why? They said it's a postage stamp and screw you.
All right, I want you to believe, so I will say no more. Professional Idiot: A Memoir is the name of the book. It comes out on June 7th, which I want to say is next. What is that? Like Tuesday or something like that. Right?
Yeah, June 7th. You know,
Steve-O,
you know how they have those Santa dollars?
Yes.
He just told me that my postage stamp is a Santa dollar.
It's a Santa dollar. That's what it is. Yeah, sorry. Steve-O is our guest. We'll return more right after this on the Kevin and Bean. I'd like to say that since the Oprah show went off the air, the Kevin and Bean program has kind of picked up the book club idea and running with it. Yesterday we had Flava Flav on talking about his new book. Today we got Steve-O in promoting Professional Idiot, a memoir out everywhere next Tuesday.
That's who she would have picked.
I agree. If Oprah were on, Steve-O, you would have been the book club month selection. I got to tell you. You teased us with the fact that you let some people read this book before it came out to get some opinions on and some input. What did some of your friends say about some of the things you wrote about in your Professional Idiot book?
Well, I reached out to Knoxville, Johnny Knoxville, and you know, he had minimal notes, which I was surprised about. And
you expected that he would go through it and give you a bunch of updates.
Yeah, you know, there was. I want to be careful how I say this because I don't want you to have to use the dump button. But
again,
I had this relationship with this semi-famous model, Mae Anderson. She was most famous probably for beating up flight attendants.
Okay.
But you know, and I have this sort of anecdote about how that relationship was probably doomed to fail, seeing as the day I met her, I had just come from Terry Richardson's studio in New York, where I was filmed pulling this girl's hair and releasing on her face as someone.
Steve-O,
releasing her hair he's talking about. Yeah. Bean, what's wrong with your mind?
Okay, all right.
While a gun was being pointed at her head, right? And,
you must have a million of those bizarre snapshots in your mind.
And Knoxville's reaction was, hey, you know, a future potential.
Probably, sure.
So, well, okay, he said, are you sure you want to include that B-U-K .. story?
Thank you.
And there's just like a lot, you know. Probably one of the highlights for me, and I'm surprised nobody got really grumpy about it, but every time we submitted a Jackass or a Wild Boys television episode, mm-hmm. you know, you submit it into Standards and Practices for them to pull out the inappropriate stuff. And, mm-hmm. Every time they would always beef up the first submission with really racy stuff that you just know you're going to lose.
Yeah, we do that too, so that they feel like they're doing their job by taking it out.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're called red herrings. Okay. So you know you're going to lose the really wild stuff, but you know, once you've sort of caught that, it's like, hey, we gave you that, you know, we lost that, so let us hold on to this,
right,
you know?
Right.
So when it came for the, you know, this is just a big thing that we enjoyed so much. The last Wild Boys trip was to Russia. Okay. And you know, we knew it was going to be the last episode, so we really want to send in like just something special.
Right.
So our director, Jeff Tremaine, hired a couple of Russian hookers.
Okay.
Right. And it was, we were filming this montage of in polar bear suits, you know, and so like we've got these naked hookers.
What's happening?
We've got these naked hookers wearing just polar bear heads. You know.
Of course you do.
And obviously. And just how it panned out. The notes came back from Standards and Practices saying, you know, can you please remove the polar bear intercourse? Yeah, and like, I don't think that there's a lot of celebrity memoirs out there where people are talking about the promiscuous sex that they had with Russian hookers.
Condoleezza Rice's book had some of that, but other than hers, yeah, you're right. I don't think of too many.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just a good example of some of the kind of behind the scenes stuff that people wouldn't know, and sort of how candid and forthcoming I am with.
Now you said some of the other people in Jackass or some of your other friends actually write.
Yeah,
in the book as well?
we did. Everybody did interviews, and so
I see. Okay.
They chime in their own voice.
Because I wondered if during the drug years
you remembered a lot of stuff.
You know, I remember like the most notable stuff, I think, but you know, dates and times. Certainly, like when it gets to that dark time, there's a lot more like people chiming in.
Right.
There's a lot.
Yeah,
like definitely keep it straight.
Right.
Here's what I love about Steve-O. One of many things I love about Steve-O is that you know he's going to write honestly. Steve-O is a guy who does not care how bad he looks or how poor his decisions were at one time in his life.
I think he takes great joy in it.
He's happy to put them out there and say, this is the truth, this is what happened, you know, deal with it, I have, kind of. And that's what I love about that. This isn't you whitewashing your life to try to make it look like you're awesome, you know?
It wouldn't have worked at all. And like exactly. I said, a perfectly suitable title for this book would have been Confessions of a Douchebag.
Sure, right.
And I have no qualms with admitting that I'm definitely one of the kings of douchebaggery.
Well, I can't wait to read it. It looks fantastic. It's called Professional Idiot, a Memoir, available everywhere on Tuesday. Go right to Steve-O's website for the links to pre-order the book, by the way. And you're going to be doing book signings and all that?
I fly to New York on Monday morning. Mm-hmm. I have a signing in New York. Then I go to Toronto for a signing. Come back here. I do one in the Grove. Down in Huntington Beach.
When you come back here that day, call or come in and we can.
Oh, cool, man! That would be really, really cool. Sure. You guys,
no worries.
You know, I signed a book for Kevin over here, and I wrote in there, Kevin, you're my best friend in radio. I honestly, Psycho Mike, he's a guy, he's a personal friend that I don't consider really like a radio guy.
Yeah, because I showed it to Psycho Mike, and I was hitting him in the head with it. Look at this.
He's kind of a sober brother, you know, but. Right. But you guys have like, you know, I really mean it. You guys are such good friends to me, and you've supported me so much this whole time, and having me on the April Foolishness thing. I mean, I can't tell you what that meant to me.
That was fun.
That was.
We can say now, Steve-O came to us before. Can we say that? Mm. Before. Can we say that?
You can.
He came to us before and he said, well, look at this. I light myself on fire. We're like, dude, that's going to be awesome. And he said, but I'm not allowed to do it at the venue. And we're like, just don't tell anyone.
I know. I told him I wasn't going to do it.
You told him you were.
That's our boy. That's our boy.
That's why we love you.
Go to steveo.com for information on the book and also upcoming stand-up appearances. Steve-O does a great, great comedy set, and you can see him next at the Punchline in Sacramento, June 23rd through the 26th. Again, get your tickets and information at steveo.com. Steve-O, thank you, man. We love you, brother.
Hey, man, always a pleasure. Thank you, guys. I love you so much.
Thanks for.
I don't want to say you're running out of time to win your tickets in the pit for the sold-out Weenie Roast on Saturday, but you're running out of time. You can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a little game we like to call El Orquesta de la Raza.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And with our powers combined, we are El Orquesta de la Raza. ¡Sí se puede!
All right, so what we're going to do...
Feels so good to be back.
It's like looking at a Chagall painting. I notice something new every time I see it and hear it.
A Stephen Chagall painting?
Yeah. File that.
How dare you?
File that.
How dare you?
Here's the way the game is played. Like we have any time left after that ridiculous intro. El Orquesta de la Raza, what you guys do is with your mouths, you're going to be basically performing songs that we'll be hearing Saturday on stage at the Weenie Rose. Now, we're going to give the callers what band it is. All they're going to have to do is tell us what song you are doing by that band.
Now, this is a little bit different in that you're not doing the lyrical part of it. So you might be doing the beginning of the song, which is the instrumental part of it, the lead up, right?
You got it,
okay.
Kevin.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Let's see how it goes. We'll start with Al. He's contestant number one on line one here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Al, you ready to play the game?
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Now, listen up. The orchestra is going to be doing a song by The Strokes. Listen to what they do and then tell us what song they're performing.
Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, that's fine. Okay, we got it. Thank you very much. Al, what Stroke song is that, please?
Would that be Last Night?
No.
That would be Juicebox. That's pretty much exactly right.
Thank you. In the orchestra's defense, it did sound like that and nothing like Last Night. But thank you for playing anyway. Let's see how Jose does on line two. Jose, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Ready to play?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right. All right. It's going to be a Bad Religion song. Listen up. Here's the orchestra. All right, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate that very much. Thank you, guys. We got it. We're going to take it from here. One day we should just not stop them, Kevin, and just see how long they'll go.
Oh, they'll go forever. Are you kidding?
What do you think, caller, whose name I've lost?
They hung up.
Yeah! Really? They did not even recognize that as infected by Bad Religion?
That was infected by Bad Religion.
Again, exactly the same.
We totally rocked them off the line.
All right, here's my tip. Here's my tip for you callers. If you don't know, as was the case with the last one we did, go ahead and stay on the line and take a guess. Just name any song by Bad Religion. At least you got a shot at making it, right?
All right, let's talk to Rosa. Rosa, your band is Foster the People.
Okay, hi.
Good
morning.
You ready to play?
It could be any song that we play by Foster the People. So listen closely to the orchestra and see if you can identify which Foster the People hit this is. Boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom,
boom,
boom,
boom, boom, boom,
sweet. That is correct. We gave you plenty of time to Google that, so congratulations.
Yes.
You are
guys
in the drawing. You haven't won tickets yet, but you may. Yeah, that's
Thank
fine.
You.
Guys, when they already guess, you don't have to keep playing, okay?
Rosa sucks. Why did she win?
She won.
Because she knew the song. That's the point.
Okay, easy bump.
She won early, too. All right, let's go to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Robert, be honest. You've been listening on hold. How have you been doing with the other songs?
Not good.
All right. Well, I hope this helps. You're going to be hearing a Linkin Park song from the orchestra. Good luck. Listen up. That's fine. Thank you.
All right.
Robert, what Linkin Park song is that?
I know the song, but I can't think of the name right now.
Well, it's a Linkin Park song, so just give us the name of any song. Dave, I'm going to hit you right in your drum.
And good luck. What is it, dude?
Just any Linkin Park song at this point.
Name a freaking Linkin Park song.
I can't think of it right now. Sorry.
Can't think of it.
Yeah, one step closer.
Well, it's a very obscure, difficult song. All right, we just have time for one more. So far, Rosa is the only one in the drawing. Let's see how Kelly does on line five. Hi, Kelly. Good luck to you. You ready to play?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I am.
All right, it's going to be Rise Against. Here's El Orchestra de la Rosa. Listen up. We got the answer, guys. You can stop now.
She said it. She cut you off.
All right. It seems to be ladies are good at this game. Rosa is in the running for the tickets, as is Kelly. Lisa May, who is going to be in the pit for the Weenie Roast on Saturday, please?
Kelly is the winner.
Kelly Yay! Is the winner. Kelly, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
In the pit day after tomorrow. Way to go. Thanks for playing El Orquestra de la...
Ralph Garman returns with the Showbiz Beat Monday here on the Kevin and Bean Show. In the meantime, we are taking turns filling in. Hey, is Doto doing a report tomorrow?
No.
What?
Nope. What?
He's the best showbiz reporter ever.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sure thing. Yeah. I'll get right on that.
I want to hire him over Ralph.
Please.
See, this is the problem with going to producer Alex and trying to get her to get Doto on the show. It's just not going to happen. Conveniently, I called and left a message. He didn't get back to me.
He doesn't answer the phone.
Bean, make that happen.
Phone was disconnected.
No. Make that happen, Bean.
In the meantime,
no,
Alex is just filling in with the show this week.
No,
we're not asking.
No. I heard you guys earlier talking about planking.
Yes. Yes.
Omar's hate. Unnatural hate for planking.
Dave, the King of Mexico, has an unnatural love of it, and then Omar is the counter unnatural hate of it.
Well, I'm here to tell you that planking is over.
It's over.
Already? You don't have to worry about it. Everybody Google extreme ironing. That's
extreme.
The new thing.
Oh, extreme ironing.
Extreme
hot.
Ironing. You can that's iron hot. Underwater. You can iron on a cliff. Just Google. Extreme
really?
Ironing. Dude.
That's the new thing?
That's the new thing. Get ready to iron.
Extreme
are going
ironing.
Too fast. People are bored.
We can't keep up.
When is the new thing going to be banging models? When is that trend going to happen?
I don't know. All right. The J-Lo honeymoon tape is triggering a porn war. There's an all-out war among some big porn studios to snag the Jennifer Lopez honeymoon tape shot back in 1997 with her very first husband. They were only married a few months. Ohani Noah is able to release the sex tape because he sold it to his current girlfriend, who is doing the bidding. Red Light District, YouPorn.com, and Pornhub are all vying for the tape with a huge, huge price of $40,000.
$40,000 is nothing.
Not that high.
I thought they got millions.
Well, yeah, normally you do. Turns out it's not really a porn tape. There's some spanking and some booty.
No!
Meaning some bare J-Lo ass or just what?
I guess. Yeah, or an underwear maybe. Yeah, underwear maybe like a
thong. Is she extreme ironing in any of the video?
I hope she's planking while extreme ironing.
So there's no sex?
No.
Well, that makes it less interesting.
Totally makes it less interesting. Huh.
Look, if I just want to see Jennifer Lopez in clothes, I can watch American Idol. I don't need to go to a porn site.
Exactly. Speaking of naked, did you hear about Blake Lively? Why didn't anybody tell us?
No.
Oh, wait. Apparently, there are more nude photos have been leaked. The hacker who claims to have naked pictures of Blake Lively has just upped the ante with 17 more additional pics, basically rebuffing the publicist's statement yesterday in all caps. These pictures are 100% fake, which the more that you email me in all caps that they're fake, the more I think that they're real. So this hacker says, oh, yes, Blake's rep, these are totally fake. We really, really believe you. Want more? By the way, thanks for all the faps. And apparently faps is a reference to pleasuring oneself.
So,
there's a lot of new pictures of, like, stars on her chest, the tattoo that matched the movie she did with Ben Affleck. There's a lot of photos of herself with, like, hair and makeup. Apparently she likes to take them for reference. So there's a lot of photos of there. No one has suggested my theory that it's Bar Raffaelli.
How dare you? She looked much better.
No, I'm saying that she breaks up with Leo. Leo's now banging Blake.
Oh.
Suddenly, you know, Barr hires some great hacker.
Oh, I see.
Boom shakalaka.
Try and get him back?
Yeah. Hello.
Guys, is the message here that nothing that is stored digitally is safe? If somebody wants to get it, they can get it.
Well, I don't think we want to perpetrate that because then I think people will stop taking naked pictures. But absolutely.
Nothing is safe. Yeah, seriously.
No question about that.
Further proof that Scott Disick is the world's biggest a-hole. He is Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy.
That's the oldest Kardashian sister.
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know why you would procreate with this man who looks like a walking wax statue.
And is an a-hole.
He's just gross.
Yeah.
So apparently he was late to a Southwest Airlines flight, which they love. They love when you're
running
late.
They
absolutely.
Like that a lot.
They also love when you rush past the line of people waiting in line and just go to the front. So apparently he was late to go to a party in the Hamptons, which he kept telling everybody, that's why I'm cutting in front of you in line.
Really?
He cut in front of a couple with twin babies who were trying to board. Then he cut in front of a senior citizen who apparently yelled at the reps at the counter, who is this schmuck?
That's a great question.
But don't you realize, Alex, that he is dating somebody who is related to somebody who's famous for doing nothing?
Puke. Oh, for a sex tape? That's it.
For a sex tape, that's not nothing.
Then he tried to offer the gate attendant some cash.
Sweet.
To get on first.
Like $3?
No, $20.
$20?
Yeah, that's it. No, okay, so fail. Apparently then a star effer flight attendant saw him and escorted him on in front of everybody. The whole plane was so bad. Stop at Southwest. Yeah, so don't be a douche.
I remember one time many years ago, Kevin and I were at Disney World, and we're waiting in a long, long, long line to ride one of the rides. And Weird Al gets escorted to the top, to the front of the line to get on the ride. And I thought to myself, well done. Weird Al deserves to be escorted to the front of the line. He's a guy who has accomplished something. He's a great American. He's a hero. He should go to the front of the line, okay? There are some stars where I'm fine with that. Scott Disick should not go to the front of any line.
No,
ever.
Ever.
Anybody who most of the people in line have to go, who's that?
Exactly. Yeah. I completely agree with you.
And if you know who he is, you hate him. If he waits in line, gets to the counter, they should take him out of line and put him back at the end of the line again.
Well, I agree. And don't knock down the senior citizen and the twins right. in order to board your flight to the Hamptons, you douche nozzle.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, Shaq is retiring from the NBA. Do we care?
Yeah, I mean, he's a big name, but it is funny how differently he did it than LeBron James made his announcement that he's
going to Miami.
A little bit.
Just set out a Twitter.
Yeah.
That's it. Just Twitter.
I think we would have cared more 4 or 5 years ago when he was still a little bit more of a potent player, but let's face it, we all knew this day was coming.
Well, after 19 years, he's calling quits. You can watch the video he posted about it at twitter.com/Shaq. Incubus is going out on the road this summer. Are we excited about
Fantastic.
That?
Fantastic.
Perhaps?
Yeah.
I am.
Great band.
They're heading out on the road to promote their new record, If Not Now, When? Brendan Boyd is excited about going back on the road. He's got a very positive outlook about it. You can check out their full list of tour dates at enjoyincubus.com. And If Not Now, When? Is out July 12th.
Fantastic.
Happy birthday to Cypress Hill rapper Be Real.
Coolest guy in the world.
Yes. And very
and
high.
Always holding.
Did you
That's
know
why
that?
We love
yeah.
him.
Surprise. Actor Wentworth Miller, Zachary Quinto, Mrs. Moore, our buddy Nikki Cox, Fabrizio Moretti of The Strokes, my man Dana Carvey. Happy birthday. I'm Alex. This is your show.
Even if you hate politics, you're definitely going to want to stick around. In about 15 minutes, we will tell you about Wienergate, which is just hilarious. It's just, I can't get enough of Wienergate. I can't get enough of the fact that the man's name is Wiener and he's sending out photos of his wiener. I just love it so much.
He's not. He's not positive it's him.
Or he's not, right?
Right.
Anyway, that's coming up on the Kevin Abid Show. First, though, I can't believe this is a real thing, but apparently all over the country now, they have drive-through funeral homes where you pay your respects to the recently departed, and Kevin, you don't have to get out of the car to do it.
That's pretty thoughtful. You can actually drive through. There's a place called Adams Funeral Parlor, which is in Compton. It's been there since 1974.
Wow.
And apparently what happens is they have viewings. Uh-huh. So there's a guy, whoever it is that's dead, is there in the funeral, and you can just drive by. And I don't know if you give a gift or you just wave, you pour one out. I don't know. I don't know what you do. But
well, apparently you can
How
sign
How much of a rush can you be in?
Well, this is what I'm thinking. If you care enough about a person to show up at the funeral home where they're laid out, would it kill you to park and go in? I mean, honestly, and I guess maybe there's a gang contingent at least at this location in Compton because they have bulletproof glass, by the way, where they're laying out the people.
Wait, what are you going to shoot the dead guy?
Well, maybe the fear is that, in a traditional funeral home, you shoot the people who show up to mourn for the dead guy.
Oh,
maybe that's what's going on here. But we have many, many questions. So we thought, hey, let's find out what's happening. So we're going to call the Adams Mortuary. I guess we have them on the line now in Compton, California. Hello there.
Hey, what's up, babe? It's calling the funeral home, dog. What's popping?
Is this Rudy?
Yeah, what's up, babe?
Rudy! It's Kevin and Bean.
No way! What's up, dog?
Did we get the wrong number?
Damn. No, man, I got my new job here at the Como Se Dice with the funeral home.
So you're working at this...
Popping, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay,
I'm at the drive-thru window right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't understand. It sounds like you're at a party.
Hold on, dog. Hey, wait. You want two... You want a viewing and two carnitas of the tacos?
Wait, you're selling food?
All right, hold on. Hey, Kevin, hold on right quick,
okay,
right?
Okay. Yeah, what's going on?
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Go Raiders. Here you go, Doc. And may your soul be blessed and stuff. Al Davis, we pray.
Are you official?
What's up, Reaper? Hey, what's happened, dog? Hey, it's ironic, your name's Reaper.
That is funny.
Hey, that didn't happen on purpose. Hey, what's up, Reaper? Hey, so you want what? Well, okay. You want two viewings? Oh, both your cousins, dog? Oh, damn, check it out. That's a fly rampla, okay. And you want a bomb pop and a snow cone? Okay, great. Hey, in the name of Dickies, we pray, dog. Like, pour a little out for you and the Bacardi at the party represent. Go Raiders.
Okay, Rudy, do you mind? Can we ask you just a couple of quick questions before you get back to the line? First of all, is it sanitary to have food being prepared right around a corpse?
I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of times I'll be coming out of the Dodger game or whatever, so, like, at the park playing, like, soccer on the weekend.
Right.
And, like, you know, they got bacon-wrapped hot dogs serving out of, like, a shoeshine truck.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I figured, like, hey... if they can pull that off with no refrigeration or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I figure it's all good, you know?
Hey, Rudy, why is there a crowd cheering in the background?
It's like a party up in here, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, us Mexicanos, we don't, like, fear the dead or whatever, you know? We celebrate it, and it's like, hey, man, like, you know, for instance, yesterday, you know, my little niece, Trina, she came up through here. She passed away, you know what I'm saying?
It was unfortunate. I'm sorry to hear that,
but, you know, I figured, like, hey, you know what she like to do? She like to drink Bacardi and bang homeboys.
Right.
So, like, that's what we're doing up here. That's what she would want, you know what I'm saying? We got the sick, like, Dodger blankets all up on everything. We're just pouring a little loud for her. And so, like, you know, when my homeboys show up, like, what? Hey,
there we go again.
Hey, little cricket. What's up, that little cricket? How you doing, dog? You know what I'm saying? What's that? You need? Okay. Damn, your aunt? Oh, damn, Martha's dead, dog. All right.
Wait.
All right. In the name of the Father, we pray for Martha. She survived by her 27 children and her husband, Victor, and her other husband, Javier, and her third husband, Little Maniac, and then two Rolls Royce and the Gap Band, we pray. Slow Jams and Oldies and Art LeBeau up in heaven, and, like, go Raiders. All right, peace out.
What's happening? I don't even understand.
It is one-stop shopping, though.
Can they see the body if the car is lowered?
Oh, no, that's right. Like, it's dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, first you drive in your Impala, your Regal, or, like, your mini truck,
right,
or whatever, your bomb, your 38 Mercury that's lowered, right? And you come and you hit it on pancake or whatever when you're pulling through.
I see.
But then they got the casket on Hydros too in the back. You know what I mean?
So you can match the car.
Like, look, like, out here, especially, like, us, you know what I'm saying, La Raza, especially out in L.A., like, we love our cars. You know, we live in our cars, so why not die in them too, dog? You know what I'm saying? That's what I think, you know? Like, that's why this works out so well
for
us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Well, I got to be honest. All right, hold on.
Hey, hey, dog, what's up? Oh, for real, though. Okay, barbacoa, two al pastor, and a viewing. All right. In the name of, like, denim swim trunks, we pray, like, keep your head up. You know, like, I guess heaven can get hectic. You know what I'm saying? Thug life forever. Go Raiders. Peace out.
that's a nice touch that you get a little blessing as they drive through, Rudy.
Hey, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes your time, dog, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May. By the way, Lisa May, what's the admittance inside your wiener gate? Orale.
Okay, we got 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 9:39.
Loveline lover boy, Mike Catherwood.
Hey, Psycho Mike. How are you, man?
Hello.
I have a question for you before we get into the showbiz beat. Tons of reasons for you to go to KevinBean.com. We're putting up new stuff all the time. You can see our all-new planking gallery, including Lisa May and Dave, the King of Mexico planking. You can see that up there today. You can also see Casey, who works here on the Kevin Bean Show behind the scenes. She has a post with Blake Lively where you can vote on whether the pictures are real or not. And the post that we put up yesterday, I think, was who's hotter of the Transformers girls?
Yeah.
Megan Fox, who's been in the first two movies, or this Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who's going to be in the third one.
Yeah.
Now, Mike, the reason I want to ask you this question is because you're the only person I know in the world who's seen both of these women in person.
Exactly. And this is not even a competition. Megan Fox blows her out of the water. It's insulting to...
I'd like to see that.
It's insulting to boners to replace Megan Fox with Rose Huntington-Whiteley or Whiteley.
It's not insulting to boners.
It is.
Well, I was underwhelmed by the choice of her to replace Megan Fox, to be honest. I really was. Not that she's not hot. I was saying it all along from the very beginning. Not that she's not attractive for a Victoria's Secret model, but there are 50 Victoria's Secret models who have been hotter than she is.
50. Don't be dumb.
Yes.
50.
There are 50 that are hotter than she is.
I'll go down the line. I agree with Bean. You could randomly pick anyone from the Victoria's Secret Angels that's better than her. Her body's amazing. And don't get me wrong. Stop it, all you angry broads right now listening to this. She's clearly an insanely beautiful person and well out of my league. I'm not trying to sit here and throw stones from my ivory tower. I'm saying in direct comparison to Megan Fox, replacing Megan Fox in a role, in a movie franchise, she doesn't compare. She's not even in the same ballpark. I saw Statham trotting her around Santa Monica. Very attractive. Not Megan Fox. When I came face to face with Megan Fox, I froze like I was looking into the eyes of Medusa.
Right, but that was a surprise to you. You were face to face with her. You didn't know what to do. Come on.
Hey, but there's been other times when I've come around Bag and Megan Fox.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm with you, but you can go to KevinDeBean.com and see a nice photo and film gallery of both women, and you can decide and you can vote on which one you think is hotter. I'm with you. I think it's Megan, but obviously, Rosie, you know, maybe there are guys who just like blondes, too.
And here's
my
thing.
Maybe that's an edge.
Here's my thing, and this is where we'll end this argument. I've seen Megan Fox without a stitch of makeup wearing sweatpants, and she was still insanely hot.
Yeah.
And that makes a big difference, because when the first thing I noticed when I saw Miss Whiteley walking with Jason Statham up and down, at first I was like, oh, cool, that's Jason Statham, because you know me, I'm looking at the buff dude. Buff dude
first.
Checking out
the dudes first.
But then I was like, man, she's tall and beautiful, but she's got a ton of makeup on. Like, she has these big, huge lips, and she's all painted up, and that's so against the grain of what I find to be naturally beautiful, because Megan Fox looks insane, like she just came from the gym.
Overruled! A, is there any way whoever can hit the mic can stop? And B, what's going on with you, Kevin?
I don't know, but it hurts every time I do it.
He said it three times in the 2 minutes we've been talking about
pooping. It's like you're playing ping pong with it or something. And B, did Jason Statham say anything that you heard, Mike? And if
it
so, what
funny
was it?
Enough, I walked up and I said, I'm a big fan. And he said to me, for I don't know why, he said, that's right, Jet Li.
That's all he says. Yeah. All right, here's the voting so far at KevinDeBean.com, by the way. Megan Fox, 78%. Rosie, Kevin's girlfriend, 21%. That's where we're at right now, in case you want to vote.
All right.
Time for the showbiz beat, in for Ralph Garman. It's Psycho Mike this hour.
All right. Paris Hilton, a name that hasn't been necessarily at the top of the headlines in a long time. She's trying to let everybody know that she's not the party girl, the whore that you may think she is.
Please.
According to Us Weekly, the heiress likes to go fishing, has a race car license, can play the violin, and loves to skydive.
She loves to skydive. She does it all the time.
I'm going to go zero for all of those. No, I don't believe a single one of them.
I'm going to translate. All right. Loves to skydive means went once.
Right.
Okay. But didn't jump.
Got hammered in Cabo. Her friends convinced her she was strapped to another professional that did it.
And
didn't like
jumped.
It, but she done it. She's done it.
Okay.
She loves it now.
All right.
Plays the violin. She took a lesson when she was really young.
Five,
right?
Six.
You know, because she came from a wealthy family, and that was what you do. Never learned how to read music or actually plays the violin. But probably has like a $40,000 violin somewhere tucked away in the closet. Has a race car license. Did a celebrity racing thing once.
Oh,
like, you know, one of those, like, the Toyota Grand Prix celebrity race that Corolla always wins.
Right.
And it's him and James Vanderbeek. Likes to go fishing.
Just lie.
We got a whiff of her panty drawer.
Oh.
Kate Middleton.
You're a whore.
Kate Middleton.
Filthy whore.
By the way, this story reads like I'm doing Spencer. Yeah. I'm a race car driver.
Just make up stuff.
I skydive. I'm having lunch with Kimmy Gibbler and Kofi Annan. Kate Middleton is now making huge waves in the fashion industry.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know.
Okay, you can continue.
Yeah, good timing. You're really on your game today, Kevin. Go ahead and hit the mic again while you're at it. Kate Middleton making waves in the fashion industry. Fashionista.com says the $340 designer bandage dress Kate wore when she and Prince William met the president and Michelle Obama last week sold out within hours.
Okay? How much is it?
It's $340. So, you know, it's like you can see how it would, it's actually at a consumer price.
If the right person wears something, thousands of people will go out and want to buy that thing. It's just so fascinating to me.
That's true.
In a related story, within hours of seeing Pippa Middleton's ass on the royal wedding, I was drained of all my fluids. Pippa's the best.
I don't know that Pippa's the
Pippa
best.
Pippa is it for me.
Come on now.
I think Pippa's hotter than Rosie Huntington White.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
You're both crazy.
I want it to be Pippa. It's going to be Pippa Catherwood.
You're crazy.
It's going to be Pippa Catherwood.
First of all, it's not going to be that. I know that. No matter what, you're wrong.
Mike,
I'm
going to
start my own group, Salt and Pippa. The Pippa and the Taryn.
What do you say to Kevin and Bean listeners? And there are several, including Will, who writes in, Megan Fox and her defective thumbs need to be removed from the gene pool.
This is what I say to Will. I'd like to see a picture of you fat, yellow-toothed dolt. Don't come in and talk about Megan Fox's thumb as if you care. As if you care what her thumb looks like. If Megan Fox gave you the option to have sex with her, the last thing on your mind would be looking at her thumbs.
Now you go, no, look
at
your thumb.
It's like dressing up your 7-year-old nephew to go to a wedding, and he's got the tuxedo on, and they're like, oh, he doesn't have tuxedo shoes. What are we going to do? No one cares. It's a little boy in a tuxedo. You just look at it and go, oh, that's cute. Megan Fox. This is insanely hot. No one's going to be like, and then let me analyze her hands. Oh, jeez. Ruined the whole thing. Spoiled the whole batch. That Christmas light's destroying the whole thing. Yeah. Shut up, Will.
Would you date her if she were armless?
You know, Mike? We already did if she were dead.
If Megan Fox said, I'm going to chainsaw your arm off, but you get to have sex with me, I'd be like, sweet. Here we go. I've got two. Arms are like kidneys. I can go with only one. Yes.
All right.
Both. Because then I can beat off. Hayden Panettiere looks like a seal and has a barrel chest and no boobs, and she's terrible. And here's the thing.
You're particularly hateful today.
No. You know why I'm hateful?
Why?
Because the one person we've talked about, Megan Fox and Rose Huntington Whiteley Pippa, who all women I want to have, the person I want to have sex with more than anyone in the world, Mark Sanchez. Okay? And now she's creeping on my man. He's the greatest guy in the world. He's beautiful.
She has hooked up with Sanchito, and that has to be personally offensive to you.
Where did he take her on his first date?
Where?
In-N-Out.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, he's the best.
You could do that. And right, she was impressed by it.
But how cool is that?
Yeah, it's very.
That is very cool, actually.
I'm like a SoCal dude. I'm from Orange County. Oh, I happen to be quarterback for the Jets. You know, now that I'm back here at home, let's just cruise through In-N-Out. Double dubs. How about a Dutchman? That's right. I know the secret menu. A little animal-style fries, biggity bang, and next thing you know, crush. And she sure likes, for a woman who's small, who makes Lisa May look like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, she sure picks giant men. She must have a cavern that just needs attention. Am I right? Like, Vladimir Klitschko had to duck down to get into this studio. Hayden Panettiere is my mom's size, and by Kevin knows, my mom, legally a midget in Texas.
Yes.
What is Mark Sanchez and Vladimir Klitschko doing to that poor girl?
Wrecking.
Oh, wreck. The wreckage. Shaq retired. Kevin, what do you think about that?
Via Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
You think so? Well, I'm glad because he's a farce now on the court. But here's the thing. As a diehard Laker fan,
he's going to be remembered as a Laker.
I bet you he'll be in the Hall of Fame as a Laker.
Yeah.
I bet. It's his choice. Yeah. But you got to think about, where did he win the most championships? Where did he have the biggest impact?
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Shaquille O'Neal is very polarizing to me. And I know he's polarizing to a lot of people.
To me, too.
Because on the court, I hated having him as a Laker because he had the capacity to be so much more.
I agree.
And he was clearly a guy who did not exert a lot of effort. He did not focus on basketball as much as he possibly should, as he probably should have, considering how much money he was paid, how big a superstar he was, and he relied on his natural talent. But there's no more likable person in professional sports.
That's true.
Anybody who's ever worked on that Shaq versus show, down from the craft services all the way up to the executive producer, anybody in the sports media, ask Money and Petros. There's no one easier to deal with. He's super nice, a great guy. So in that regard, I like him. In direct contrast to a guy like Kobe, who on the court, if you're a Laker fan, there's no one in the world you want on your team more. The guy's driven. He's hungry. He works hard. He's the first guy in the gym. He's the last one to leave. But curmudgeon-y,
you want to have
kind of hard
beer
to deal
with?
Exactly. No.
No, you don't.
So it's tough. It's tough. But, I mean, I definitely think the sports world lost one of their greatest characters of all time with Shaq retiring.
But doesn't this mean he can go back to movies and rap music, though, which is really what I'm looking forward to. I mean, the guy, we talked about this earlier, he's old for an athlete. He hung on too long, but he's only 39, which is pretty young for a regular person.
Yeah.
He's got 30 or 40 years now to make Shazam 3.
It's going to be Blue Chips 2, Shaq Fu, and his clothing line Twism, I hope, will come back this fall. Along the runways. Celebrity birthdays. Let's go right to that. Are somewhere.
And yes,
they are here.
Ow.
Jerry Mathers. He was the Beaver.
He
was the Beaver.
And not many people could say that. I mean, sure, people who play for Oregon State.
Only them, though.
Lisa May in college.
How ticked was he when Jodie Foster and Mel Gibson made that movie and didn't even call him?
Yeah, he's at a state fair signing autographs for $20 a pop. And he's like, major motion picture, really? I'm the Beaver.
Nice Beaver.
Thanks. I just added stuff. Zachary Quinto from Heroes, and he's young Spock. He's 34 years old. Nice dude. Very talented guy, I think. Rolling Stone drummer Charlie Watts, 70 years old. 70. That's right, people.
How about that?
He doesn't look a day over 70.
Awesome.
He looks bad.
You know why? If I'm the bassist in Panic at the Disco, I'm getting the Botox and the surgery. And I'm doing whatever I can to stay young and cherubic.
Sure.
If I'm in the Rolling Stones, I'm aging faster. I'm going to say I want to look 90 at 70. You know why? Because I'm still going to bang a 21-year-old model and collect $70 million this year for touring. F you. Dennis Haysbert, who was the president
on 24, and he's also from The Unit, a very good show. 57 years old today. Dana Carvey, 56. Dana Carvey looks good for 56, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Justin Long, cool guy. He's 33 years old. Actress Nikki Cox and wife of our buddy Jay Moore.
She is
33 years young. And Let's Make a Deal host Wayne Brady. Never mind. 39 years old today. That is Ralph Garman Showbiz Report.
Thank you, Mike. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Adam Sessler in talking about new video games.
No, let me tell you about Adam L.A. Sessler. Noir. Good game, man. You got to get it on.
And we have somebody from the Califer Convention. Very excited about that. These are the furries. We're going to talk to them.
Oh, it's furry time. I can't wait.
We have Nick Hexum from Glendale. 311. We're going to play some of their new music and have him in to play it.
I hear it's an awesome song.
We have some new Coldplay tomorrow. What else do we have? We have one other song.
Paramore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait to debut the Paramore.
We also have the topless movie reviewer.
That's what I'm talking about. What time will you be back here tomorrow, Mike?
Wait. She's topless and then reviews movies?
Yes.
Is she going to be topless in here?
Of course.
Well, there's nothing going to work on that.
That's what she does.
What time is that happening?
She's going to do the movie beat, 6:20.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Can't get out of bed before 9. She's adult film star Sophie D. Beer Mug is intimately familiar with her work. I'm sure you are as well.
So that's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin.